High school football is live and on the air.
Are you ready?
It's time for Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Tonight's game features...
Are you ready?
The Cascades Conference Championship.
This evening's contest is brought to you in part by...
Aeroquip Credit Union. Keith Equipment. Grimes Plumbing. Wolverine Steel Coating. Cali Express Mart. Wilby Transit Mix. Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of high school football. Today's matchup pits the Michigan Center Cardinals against the Hanover Horton Comets in the Cascades Conference Championship here in Week 9, the final week of the high school football regular season. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly. Thanks for joining us today, Mark. Beautiful day, beautiful fall, crisp fall air outside for football today.
Boy, it's quite a difference that 2 weeks make since you and I have done a game together. We were sweating it out, I feel like, 2 weeks ago in one of those press boxes. And here we are in a beautiful sunny day, a little bit chillier.
Yeah.
There's a little chill in the air. But, yeah, it's a great day for football here with the Cascades Conference Championship.
Of course, it doesn't help that the booth we're in is basically full metal, so that definitely drops the temperature a couple degrees.
A little bit, but it's really nice setup here with the slanted glass. Yeah. Good view. We're right on the 50. I mean, this is really nice.
I always love doing games at Michigan Center. Beautiful setup. I mean, definitely great scenery here. The nice fall trees in the background. So we got the teams ready to go. We got Hanover Horton still doing their last run-throughs at Michigan Center. They already went off to the locker room to chat things over before they come out with the giant inflated Cardinal tunnel that's over on the far corner.
It's just one of those schools in the area. There's a lot of schools that have a lot of really great fandom attached with them. They just bring that school spirit. But one of those that just stands out is Michigan Center. You know, they not only they take care of us, but they take care of their fan base, they take care of their alumni, and they take care of their student athletes with things like the inflatable Cardinal to come out.
Yes, and we're going to chat things over, preview this matchup in the Cascades Conference Championship, Michigan Center, Hanover Horton, as the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show starts in 2 minutes here on K105.3.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
We are back from the home of the Cardinals, Michigan Center High School, as Michigan Center set to take on the Hanover Horton Comets in the Cascades Conference Championship here in Week 9. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. It's time for the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. Michigan Center looking for their first undefeated regular season since 2010, looking to go a perfect 9-0. Meanwhile, Hanover Horton, they are 6-2 coming into this game, and they have not lost a game since the last time these two teams met back in Week 3.
Well, Hanover Horton started off with that Monroe, that long, long trip down to Monroe, dropped their first game of the season, got a win, and we were there for Week 3. And it was actually a pretty tight game until the quarterback got dinged up a little bit, and then Center just started to run away with it right there next to that huge, ginormous air horn that's 83% quieter. But it was, for the most part, that was a pretty competitive game.
Yeah, and it was a quick start for Michigan Center. They had a 21-0 first quarter, but then Hanover Horton, you know, started to pull in a little bit in the second quarter. They got a couple touchdowns on the board and really made that a competitive game. But then there towards the end of the first half, their quarterback, Devin Bevere, going down with an injury, and that forced their star sophomore running back, Austin Hochter, into that quarterback spot, and that kind of took him away from, you know, the type of plays that he's able to make, kind of really changed the dynamics of that Hanover Horton offense. They really were not able to keep that momentum going for the rest of the game. And meanwhile, Michigan Center, they were just so tough to stop, and as you mentioned, able to run away with it in the second half. But I'm expecting a closer battle between these two teams this time around.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing with both of these teams at this point of the season, it's football. You're going to have some dings and dents, some bumps and bruises, but for the most part, they're healthy. And that's the big story for Michigan Center, because for the last 2 years, they've started the season with Lumen, and that just kind of set the pace the rest of the way for them. And they started off with a few injuries. It was really 3 years ago when they went down to Tecumseh, opened the season against Tecumseh, and they really racked up several injuries in that game number one. So they've been dealing with injuries the last three seasons, and to be at this point for the Cascades Conference Championship and to be completely healthy, that's something that Michigan Center hasn't seen in a while.
Yeah, and we're definitely seeing what happens when this team is healthy. They're just such a force that, especially offensively, just so tough to slow down. They got so many weapons. I mean, it all starts with their senior quarterback, Hayden Hinkle. I mean, he's able to make plays. He's, you know, great at throwing passes. Doesn't matter if it's these little dink and dunks here and there, or if it's these deep balls. And if the pocket collapses, he can scramble on you and pick up a quick 15, 20 yards on the ground out of thin air. And I mean, beyond that, on the ground, you got guys like Braylon Brown making big plays, Davion King able to get you a big chunk play here and there. I mean, just so many great options. Brennan Forward, he's a great wide receiver as well. Just there's just a lot of depth, a lot of weapons on this Michigan Center
team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly, talent matters. It definitely does matter, but also does experience.
Yes.
And Michigan Center hasn't been in this situation in a long time. Where Hanover Horton, we covered that game last year, minus the huge, ginormous air horn. We covered that game last year against Leslie. We were there for like 3 weeks in a row to watch these to watch them compete in the conference championship. And, wow, to be back again, that's got to make them hungry. That really has to make them hungry to get this win here today.
Yeah, and, I mean, just being able to come back, and especially just remembering how they felt after the last time these two teams matched up, getting smoked on your own home turf. And obviously they did deal with, you know, some injuries in that one, but you know they want to come back and not only get some revenge on this Michigan Center team, but also they don't want to go two trips in a row to the Cascades Conference Championships and come up empty both times. You know they want to come out swinging. They want to come out executing. They want to be the Cascades Conference Championship, because I'm sure that's still fresh in their minds from last year, falling to Leslie in that Cascades Conference game, and which at that point robbed them a chance of finishing a regular season undefeated for the first time in program history.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, and you've got a lot of those kids around that team last year that are back again this year. So just to kind of come full circle, talent makes a big difference, but experience matters too. And I think you kind of have to give that experience edge to Hanover Horton here.
Yeah, and of course it all starts with the running back sophomore. This guy's a stud, Austin Hochter. I mean, he is unbelievable. We've seen him a couple times this year. Just the speed and quickness. He's like a little Jahmyr Gibbs out there. I mean, the speed, once he's got a full head of speed, room to run, he's gone. You have no chance of stopping him. And, I mean, they got other great guys out there. Of course, their quarterback, Devin Bevier, Colin Griffiths, Lucas Nadell, able to make some good plays out there. J.J. Russ getting some touchdowns last week. And a lot of big bodies on that offensive and defensive line for this Hanover Horton team. So,
absolutely.
As I mentioned, it's going to be pretty interesting, especially Michigan Center. This is their last time playing a Cascades team, but a smaller team, because moving next week, going to be playing in the Division 5 postseason as well.
And they are right now ranked 16th in Division 5, so they're solidly in. They take the top 32 teams, so they're, despite what happens here today, they are solidly in. But you look through those D5 teams, there's not one recognizable team on there.
Yeah.
So where are they going to end up in districts? Are they going to have to travel a ways? I mean, that's going to be interesting to see come the selection show tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and we'll be looking forward to it, but it's going to be a fun matchup here, as that'll do it for the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. We've got kickoff between Hanover Horton and Michigan Center coming up in 2 minutes here on Jackson's Hit Music Station, K105.3.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems, from clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
The Cardinals set to run from the tunnel as they are ready to take on the Hanover Horton Comets here in Week 9, the Cascades Conference Championship. The best from the Cascades West and the Cascades East lining up here on the gridiron for a beautiful day of some high school football. And Mark W. Daly, we mentioned in the pregame show, this should be a fun matchup. Two really, really good teams, especially Michigan Center dealing with some injuries and Hanover Horton on a bit of a rise over the last several seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would, boy, we've got Hanover Horton lining up for the kickoff, and Michigan Center hasn't even taken the field yet. So this looks a little interesting. But, yeah, anticipating at least a little bit of a shootout here tonight. We've got two offenses that have shown that they can put points up on the board. So, once they decide to come out the tunnel, we'll see what happens.
I think what happened was they had some technical difficulties. I think the Cardinal was starting to get full tunnel.
Yeah.
It was starting to go down a little bit. But it looks like they got it fixed. The Cardinals now totally standing upright. I think we're ready to go. So, yeah, Hanover Horton's totally lined up, ready to kick this one off. Here goes the Cardinals.
Well, they're going to run right through the Hanover Horton line.
They're ready to go already.
Is, wow.
Boy, I don't think we've seen that before.
No, that's kind of
so,
interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess that tells us our answer. It's going to be Michigan Center receiving the opening kickoff.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't even see the coin toss.
The what?
The coin toss. The coin toss.
Boy, we're off to a good start on this broadcast. Oh, boy.
Boy, we're off. We're used to it being nighttime. I mean, here we are. It's late afternoon. It's, you know.
We get to do a Hanover Horton game without a 83% quieter air compressor.
You know, my buddy keeps telling me to knock that off. They love the air horn over there, Hanover Horton.
It's a different experience when you're right next to it.
Yeah.
I will say that. This one is kicked away, fielded around the 20-yard line, making progress up the center of the field, now cutting towards the near sideline, getting some good blocking, got a gap and forced down at around the 45-yard line. That was Trey Collins on the return and a good spot for the Cardinals at the midfield to start their opening drive.
Number 24, Ledger Inman coming over here and making the lick to get him knocked out of bounds, but really good patient running. Didn't just get it with and go with a full set of steam. Took his time and used his patience. Let his blockers do the work that they needed to do to create some of those running lanes for him.
So Michigan Center, first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Hinkle in the gun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff up the middle, throw deep upfield, and it's going to be just too high and incomplete for the intended target, Trey Collins, and it's second down.
He had him. He had him wide open right in the soft spot of that zone coverage. And if he gets that, the other defenders were like 10 yards away. He's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone for a score, but just a little too high and a bit out of his reach.
So incomplete. Clock stopped at 11:44. Now, that is going to be a little bit of a wrinkle with the daytime. It's
going
to be really hard to see that scoreboard here.
I can't see it at all.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to see. If you kind of squint a little bit, you can kind of see it. But second down and 10, Hinkle's going to take it on the ground himself, gets some good blocking on the right, goes to the left, and gets a good chunk to make it third and manageable down at around the Hanover 48.
The entire line pushed everybody towards us, towards that 50-yard line. And then he just saw those lines, those holes weren't there. Nothing had opened up for him, so he bounced it back to the outside where there wasn't anybody and turned a little nothing into a little something, and now they're looking at third and manageable.
It's a quick 7 yards there on second down and third and three. First third down attempt of the game for the Cardinals. Three receivers far to the left, one to the right, one back there with Hinkle. Back there in the gun, takes the snap, looking downfield, throw the far sideline. That's caught, immediately knocked down. That's going to be ruled an incomplete pass as the ball came loose right when he got hit.
Oh, he got popped.
And that's fourth down.
He got popped big time. I want to say that was number 5, Colin Griffiths, who came over there and laid that lick on him and knocked him down. And really prevented him from being able to rein that one in and get the completion. Even if he did get the completion, he wasn't going anywhere.
No.
It's probably better off if they didn't make it.
Yeah, and they're going for it. A lot of cheers on the far sideline with that incomplete third down. Maybe they're adjusting now to punt this one away. Going to take the snap, and yes, they will punt it after all. This one going to take a big bounce, a favorable bounce for Michigan Center. Rolls right to the goal line. And Hanover trying to keep it out of the end zone.
Oh, wow. And they do.
They do. Michigan Center does. So that's a nice punt there by Hinkle. Almost like a coffin corner right there, getting him down to like the 2-yard line.
You know, the 2-yard line might be generous because they really hugged the goal line on that one. I mean, it's about
one.
As deep as you can get.
They're going to do it at the one. And that's a big thing of these games is field position. So even though Michigan Center coming up empty on their opening drive, which is easier said than done, by the way, for this Hanover Horton defense. But, I mean, Michigan Center, they're going to take the lack of success on that drive and turning it into an advantageous spot for their defense Hanover Horton going from right to left on your radio dial. First and 10 from their own one-yard line. Just going to charge forward, try to get as far away from that end zone as possible. They do pick up a handful of yards up to around the four-yard line for the quarterback, Devin Bevere.
So they're they needed to get themselves just a little bit of a cushion. So you can't run anything. Yeah, you can't run anything in the backfield when you're that deep in, knowing how potent this Michigan Center defense can be. So you needed to push yourself forward, give yourself a little bit of a cushion, and give yourself some room to work with.
10-19 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet. Hanover Horton now a second and 7 from their own 4-yard line. From the right hash mark, going to be a quick handoff on the far side going down to make it a third and manageable at around the 9-yard line. That was Ledger Inman on the carry.
Yeah, I was following the far side around the corner and realized they didn't have anything, and it kind of came up off of the B gap on the far side there, B or C gap over there. But able to get a little more movement out of there, and now they're looking at third and manageable.
Third and 2, as a matter of fact, after that 5-yard gain from Inman. And Hanover Horton trying to keep this drive alive. If not, they're going to have to punt this away, and then that'll give Michigan Center some pretty good field position as they try to get the ball right back. Bevere under center, 3 back behind him on third and short. Takes the handoff towards the left-hand side. Gets some good blocking in for the first down. Brought down at around the 15. And that is a good carry there for the Hanover Horton Comets.
Now we've got a Cardinal down. The one that was in on the tackle is not getting up right now, showing that he's got a little bit of pain grabbing that left knee, and flicks his lid off as the trainers out.
Yeah, he is in pain right there. So that looks like Jack Layer, I believe. So going to be an injury timeout. We're going to step aside back in 30 seconds. This is the Cascades Conference Championship. No score yet on K105.3.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
So Jack Layer helped up off the field after his injury, getting some claps from the audience here. So hopefully he is okay.
Yeah, he's not put much weight on that left leg.
So Hanover Horton, just before the timeout, able to get 6 yards on the ground by a number 15 that I don't have on the roster here. We'll try to decipher who that is as we go along. But 1 of 1 on third down for Hanover Horton. They get the ball to their own 15-yard line. No score yet here. Snap. Fake the handoff left, going up the middle and going to be smothered by 3 different Cardinals, namely Braylon Villarreal, down for, I believe, a loss of a yard maybe. Maybe they'll give him a yard.
We'll call that a flock of Cardinals because,
yes.
Yeah, it was half the line and a few backs all right there to make that stop and force and really prevent any type of gain on it. So you're looking at a second, usually like your second down to have a little bit of a short field so you can maybe try something deep, but they're looking at a second and a long 9 here.
So 9:25 and counting in this first quarter. Second and 9 for the Comets on their first drive of the game. Quick handoff on the left-hand side, charging forward, going to be pulled down. Colin Griffiths on another yard, and it's third down.
It looked like it was the same kind of play and same kind of result back-to-back. But, yeah, didn't get much, maybe that yard, and just ran into that big wall for the defense that Michigan Center has out here on Harshbarger.
Third and long. Hanover Horton able to convert their last third down, but that was only a third and 2. So Michigan Center looking to get their defense off the Hanover Horton wearing all white, white uniform, white jerseys, white pants, red helmets with red numbers. Michigan Center, their red jerseys, white pants, white helmets with white numbers trimmed in black. Bevere under center, gets the quick handoff to the near side, faked, going towards the right-hand side, and going to be smothered by the Cardinals. That didn't throw off Michigan center one bit, and they force the fourth down.
It's just on this series, after they got that, after Hanover Horton got that first down, it has been some smothering defense, getting penetration, disrupting them in the backfield, and really preventing anything they want to do.
That was Lucas Nadell on that last carry for a loss of 2 yards. It's fourth and 10. Hanover Horton set to punt this one away. As you knew that was going to be a pretty tough drive. You're starting it on a one-yard line, as this one's going to be fielded at around the 50-yard line, able to dodge a tackle. This is Trey Collins on the return, and he's going to get it towards the midfield and down at around the 43. Looked like he had an opportunity at a big return, but Michigan center will certainly take it, starting in Hanover Horton territory.
Well, he was trying to cut it back go the other way, and he ran right into big number 70, Brody Burt, who just wrapped him up and took him down. But kind of like you mentioned earlier, when it's a game of field position, when center did that three and out, and now they've got better position than they did the last time they're facing this way.
First and 10 for Michigan center from the Hanover 43-yard line. Hinkle takes the snap, peels out of the pocket to the right-hand side, goes towards the sideline, hauls this one down on the far side. That one's caught for the big first down inside the 10-yard line for Travis Collins. What a play on first down.
Able to just put that right where he needed, only spot where he could catch it. And big first down, big chunk play for Michigan center. And he really got rid of that at the exact spot he needed to, because he was being chased down by number 55, Reed Matthews, breathing down his neck, and wrapped him up just as he let that fly.
33 yards downfield, Hinkle to Collins, and Michigan center in the red zone trying to strike first, as we got about 8:30 to go in this first quarter play. Again, really hard to see the time on that scoreboard.
I don't know how you can see it. That looks, these things
really
are made for
tough.
Nighttime.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Hinkle in the gun. He's going to pitch this one out. It's going to be dropped. Oh, I think Hanover Horton got that. Ooh, he fumbled that pitch out attempt, and that is going to be picked up by Adam Lay. And that is a bad turnover for Michigan center, as you can hear the Hanover Horton fans going berserk on the far side.
And we've seen this from them before, but I still feel like it's kind of a weird way to hand off the ball, because you take it and then you pivot around to your right. You're almost like doing a full 360 before you finally turn around the other way and pitch it to your running back. And it hit him in the numbers, went right to the ground. He tried to jump on it, but, Lay was right there to lay on it and got the ball for Hanover Horton.
Huge stop for the Comets. Bevere under center, two backs behind him. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff one way, goes to the other with Colin Griffiths on the far side. Jumps over a guy and down at around the 20. Good chunk on first down.
Yeah, able to get that edge and get what you want on first down is good positive yardage. And it was number 24, Marshall Warden, or Warder, who was able to get him in the air as he was jumping over the body on the ground and able to knock him down and prevent that one from getting away from him, because it really was quite a bit of green in front of him.
Speaking of Warden, maybe Dennis the Menace Warden is in attendance
possible.
In this game.
It's possible. I mispronounced it. It was Warder, so it's no relation to Warden.
Second and four for the Comets from their own 20-yard line. Gets the quick handoff for number 15, going to be brought down for a loss of yards at around the 16, and it's third down. Good stop there for Michigan center.
And it's just no matter where he went, he was just running into a red jersey after. It was a Cardinal wave, just kept coming at him. There was nowhere for him to go.
Again, I don't have a number 15 on my Comet roster, either copy of the roster I've seen.
Would you like me to make up a name for you?
Well, I'm speculating that it might be Austin Hochter.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one it could be. I have not seen any number 9 out there, which is Austin Hochter's number. So Maybe they lost his number 9 jersey before the game. Who knows? But regardless, third down for Hanover Horton.
Well, sometimes they have home jerseys and away jerseys and different numbers.
Gonna be a quick snap, but the officials blowing the whistle.
It's a timeout.
Play dead. Yep, Hanover Horton timeout. So we will stop the play dead right there. No score yet between Hanover Horton and Michigan Center. Midway through the first quarter, we're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Third and 8 coming up for Hanover Horton from their own 16-yard line. Good news. I can actually see the scoreboard if I look through my binoculars. Yeah, that's like really hard to see with the naked eye here during the daytime. 4:47 to go in this first quarter. No score yet between Hanover Horton and Michigan Center. And Hanover Horton.
He called that timeout. Messer apparently didn't like what he saw on the field.
No. Third and 8 here. Bevere under center. Man in motion. Gets the quick handoff to the near side for Austin Hochter. He's going to be pulled down from behind by three Cardinals at around the 20-yard line, namely Nolan Arbuckle, and it's fourth down.
Yeah, I want to say it was also number 28, Davion King, right there for Michigan Center. There was a bunch of jerseys there, but King came up from the middle of it. How do you divide that stat up when you got four guys who are there on the stop?
I think they all get a half tackle, I think. I don't know. Oh. I'm not a football statistician by profession.
Hey, we just talk. We just talk here.
You're right. Yeah. So fourth down, Hanover Horton will punt for the second time in as many drives.
Fake.
Oh, they're going to fake it. They're going to go for it. Wow, fake snap. Going to go for it. And Ledger Inman getting up to the 25 and just enough by a yard for the first down. Wow.
That snap came in. It was a direct snap. The punter jumped up in the air like it was over his head and started running back. And it obviously some of the linebackers bit on that one. But, yeah, Hanover Horton pulling out a little trickeration early in this contest, enough to get the first down.
That is gutsy.
That is gutsy to do.
And, hey, plays like that are what's going to be necessary if you want to win this game. Now first and 10 for Hanover Horton, their own 25-yard line. Quick handoff up the middle. Got a lot of room to run. It's Ledger Inman pulled down at around the 45-yard line by Trey Collins. Boy, he was nearly gone, but a big first down run for Hanover Horton, getting a lot of cheers from their supporters on the far side.
Trey Collins, if he doesn't make that stop, he's gone. He's absolutely gone. And that's the second time when Michigan Center, when it was a last man who could make a stop, who could make a play, made the play, and prevented a score.
3:10 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet. Hanover Horton at the midfield now, 47-yard line. As they get back-to-back first downs, trying to get something going against this tough Michigan Center defense. Bevere under center, one back behind him. Takes the snap, quick handoff on the far side for Lucas Nadell. Gets some blocking, and he's going to be brought down just shy around the 47. Ball comes loose. Michigan Center saying they have it, but I do see a comet coming up with it. Weston Dick, and it's going to stay with Hanover Horton, second down.
Yeah, they got a nice big chunk on first down there. So this is what you really want as a coach. You want your kids to be set up in a position to succeed like this with second and short. You can really open up the playbook when you're on their side of the field and you're at second and short.
2:18 and counting in this first quarter. It's second down and 3 for Hanover Horton. Quick handoff for Nadell again, back-to-back snaps, and he's going to be down at around the first down marker. I believe they're going to give this to him at around the Michigan Center 43-yard line.
Yeah, Messer's really good at creating some confusion with his offensive plays. And we find ourselves looking in one direction that we see that's going right up the gut. And this series, especially this series for Hanover Horton, when they've been running into wave upon wave of Cardinals, they've been able to find some space and create that situation where their runners are able to get some room to move forward and get positive yards on the board.
They give him the first down, first and 10 for Hanover Horton there. Michigan center 43-yard line. No score yet, 90 seconds and counting in this first quarter. We've got a sweeper on the near sideline. A lot of room to run down at around the 30-yard line for J.J. Russ on his first carry, and that should be good for another first down.
There was just a legion of blockers for him. Oh, we've got a flag out.
Yeah, oh, I see that. It's hard to see. I was trying to look for it. I heard somebody say that, but, yep, we do have some laundry, and looks like this is coming back.
It looks like it's with the number of blockers that he had right there at the 40, it looks like this could be in the area of holding. And it is.
First penalty of the game. So this one's coming back from a first down run now to a first and long. Today's coverage brought to you by King's Equipment, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and our presenting sponsor for K105.3 Football Frenzy, AeroQuip Credit Union. This moves the ball back to the 49-yard line on that penalty.
Still real positive territory.
Yeah.
The best spot on the field that Hanover Horton's been in all game long.
First and about 17, first and 16 for the Comets. Bevier quick snap to Nadell. Going to be dragged down at around the 46, 45-yard line for second and long.
Thomas Salmon was able to, the junior for this Cardinal defense, able to get the stop. He went for a little bit of a ride. A little bit of a ride.
Just a little bit.
But not too much, but able to get the stop.
Inside 1 minute to play in this first quarter. 41 seconds and counting. No score yet. This has been a tough one so far. Hanover Horton, on their second drive, they went for it on a fourth down, a fake punt, and they've been making some plays happen so far. Meanwhile, Michigan Center, three and out on their first drive, and a lost fumble on their second drive on the Hanover Horton 10-yard line. Second and 14, takes the snap, handoff up the middle, flattened immediately by the Cardinals. Going to be a loss of about a yard. That looked like Reed Matthews on the tackle.
Another flag came in. Ref threw it right on that pile, too.
Yep, I see that on the back side there.
Face mask.
All right, so that's going to help Hanover Horton out now. Both teams with a penalty on this set of downs.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one. When Michigan Center has allowed things to happen for this Hanover Horton offense, and that play right there, it looked really reminiscent of what we saw earlier in the game, to where they're just running into walls of Cardinals. That's what you had that time. But then you get a big 15-yard penalty like this and giving them a free set of downs almost at the 30.
And that'll bring us right down to the end of the first quarter.
Wow.
No score yet. This has been a fun one so far. Hanover Horton playing very well. They'll get it at the Michigan Center 31-yard line on the other side of the field when we start the second quarter. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the Cascades Conference Championship, Hanover Horton and Michigan Center on K105.3.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Devin Bevier looking for the throw, gets it, and then J.J. Russ dropped it, then recollected it at the 25-yard line there on first and 10 from the Michigan Center 31-yard line.
Yeah, I didn't see him drop it. I thought he just kind of slid on the ground because he was about to get a number one, Brennan forward.
And that's a 6-yard gain on first down for Hanover Horton, as we still have no score yet. Just into the second quarter here. But Hanover Horton making some good plays on their second drive of the game. It's going to be second down and four from Michigan Center's 25-yard line, the right hash mark. Bevere under center takes the snap, handoff up the middle for Austin Hochter. Runs into a pack, but able to roll his way to about a 2-yard gain, and it's third down.
That would be number 72, Holden Dean. First one there to make the stop, wrap him up, bring him down. But, again, getting a yard or two on that, and here you are at third and manageable, deep in your opponent's territory for Hanover Horton.
Third and three. However, just one of three on third down so far for the Comets as they're knocking on the door of the red zone, trying to be the first one on the board in this close and hard-fought Cascades Conference Championship game so far. Trying to avenge their loss from last season against Leslie in this game. Third and three. Bevere, man in motion on the right side, takes a snap, pitch out to the near side, gets some good blocking in for the first down and down across the 20-yard line for Lucas Nadell. The chains move.
Thomas Salmon among the players for Michigan Center, which was there on the stop. I think Salmon was the one that had that lick that nearly upended him.
Might have been a flag.
Yeah, I was going to say they haven't moved the sticks yet.
Yeah, the officials were discussing it. I don't even see where it was. Yep, it was right in front of the Michigan Center bench. Holding against the Comets. Ooh, that's going to hurt.
You know, Michigan Center had a penalty late in the first quarter that really set up Hanover Horton for success. And now Hanover Horton, when you've got some things going, you get a penalty like that. It's just sending you back after you just would have moved the sticks. Now, I'm going to politely ask the refs if they're going to continue to throw these flags. They throw them in an area where we see them.
No kidding. I second that motion because all three flags have been pretty tough for me to see
right.
in this one. As all three flags have come on this drive, two against Hanover Horton and one against Michigan Center. This turns it from a third and three to a third and 11 from the 32-yard line. Bevere takes the snap, quick handoff to Ledger Inman. Good blocking on the far side. He's got a lot of room to run, the 20, the 15. Dodges the tackle, the 10, the 5, and brought down. Big execution for the Comets down inside the red zone deep at the 5-yard line.
Just good, gutsy, gritty run on that one. Ran through a bunch of arm tackles and just shook off one defender before he was eventually brought down there at the 5th. But yeah, just squirted right through the middle and able to pick his way through that defense and get the Cardinals knocking on the door of 6.
That's the...
Or I'm sorry, Hanover Horton, getting Hanover Horton knocking on the
door.
There you go. Sorry about that.
That's 58 yards on 4 carries for Ledger Inman,
wow.
Having a big first half so far. 9-19 and counting in this first half. No score yet, but Hanover Horton threatening here. First and goal from the 5 on the left hash mark. Going from left to right in the second quarter. Bevere, quick handoff on the right side into the end zone for Colin Griffiths. Did he get there? It's
just
close.
Short.
Right at the goal line. He might be stopped. Yes, he is short. Ooh, yeah. Boy, that's going to be right to the 1-yard line.
Yeah, the ref on the far side had kind of lost where the ball was in that scrum, and I was looking at the ref on the far side, and he was right there at that 1-yard line with his arm up.
Three chances for Hanover Horton right here to break onto the scoreboard. Second and goal from the 1 left hash mark. Hanover Horton running it a little bit quickly right here. Going to be a tush push right here for Devin Bevere. Gets across the goal line, and he gets in. Touchdown, Comets.
They got to the line quickly before Michigan Center had all of their guys set coming in from the side. So they caught Michigan Center just a little bit with their pants down on that one. Good, smart, heads-up football to get that snap in at that point, catch him off guard, and get the score.
And I think Hanover Horton brought a makeshift horn for this one.
I heard
a horn at the time when he got into the end zone. So
well, good. Someone else can sit next to it.
There you go. So big drive for Hanover Horton. And keep in mind, they were ready. They were close to going 3 and out before they faked the punt to keep this drive going. And able to turn it into a score. They're going for 2. Bevere peels out of the pocket, throw into the end zone. Caught by Griffiths, and it's an 8-0 Comet lead. Wow.
They do have a horn over on that other side. But it's a portable sign, so it's only 53% quieter.
Boy, I hope so for those people's sake, whoever's sitting by it. So big drive for Hanover Horton, stretching from the end of the first into the second quarter, 8:30 to go in the first half, leading 8-0 over Michigan Senate. It's a big Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for the quarterback, Devin Bevere, from 1 yard out, and able to convert the 2 points to Colin Griffiths. We're going to keep it right here between scores. And, man, Hanover Horton, they definitely have come to play in this Cascades Championship.
Well, yeah, they came with that chip-on-the-shoulder mentality. They came with the experience of being in this game last year. And Michigan Center, you know, we talked about in the pregame show, kind of after running away in week three with that in the second half, maybe this was, again, it's early in this game, but it kind of has the markings, or at least the start of a trap game.
Well, we'll see. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely going to try to answer. They went three and out, Michigan Center, on their first drive, and their second drive, a big play for 33 yards to get to the Hanover Horton 10-yard line. And then, just like that, a lost fumble as the kick goes over the arms of Trey Collins, able to dodge a tackle, get some good blocking at around the 16-yard line he's brought down. He nearly missed that. That almost went into the end zone.
Almost, yeah, almost went in the end zone. And that kick came in high. He had to jump up to try to get it, and it went over his head. And then he's scrambling to try to get the handle on it.
So Michigan Center, ooh, a little bit more of a generous marking there on the ball than I thought. They're going to mark him at around the 19-yard line as Michigan Center starts their third drive of the game, trailing 8-0 to Hanover Horton in the Cascades Conference Championship. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hinkle in the gun, takes a snap, throws deep towards the near sideline, looking for the big gain. That's going to be caught and down at around the 46-yard line by Braylon Brown for a big first down.
He had to get rid of that one because they brought in a linebacker blitz, and that pocket collapsed quick. But it was great speed by Brown, who was able to get out by the 50, get himself open, and able to get that reception. A good chunk play on first down for the Cardinals.
2 of 4 passing for 61 yards for Hayden Hinkle. And Michigan Center looking to get these points back on the board quickly. First and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Quick handoff up the middle for Davion King. He is met immediately. That was Levi Teachout, the senior, the first one there for a loss of yards.
Again, is that weird? I'm going to pivot all the way around my body to hand the ball off. And I don't know if they're looking to make to set up maybe some misdirection later on. It's just, to me, it seems like an awkward way to hand off the ball.
It's a loss of 2 yards. Michigan Center looking at a second and 12 from their own 45-yard line at the midfield. Breaking from their huddle, just the linebackers, or just the linemen, I should say. Breaking from the huddle, now the rest of the players coming in. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Davion King back there with Hinkle in the gun. Takes the snap out of the pocket, pump fake, throw deep towards the far sideline, and out of the reach of the intended target, Darius Odentan, and it's third down.
That would have been a tough one to complete, too. The defender had position on this side of the receiver. Overthrew him, so it didn't really matter, but that would have been really, that was a really tight window to get that one in there.
Clock stopped at 6:50 to go in the first half. Been a really fast first half here.
Yeah.
From the home of the Cardinals for this Cascades Conference Championship. 8-0 lead for Hanover Horton over Michigan Center. Third and 12 for Michigan Center's own 45-yard line from that incompletion, 2 of 5 passing. Man in motion to the right, two receivers to either side, one back with Hinkle, takes the snap, quick fire throw on the right side, nearly bobbled but caught by Trey Collins. A lot of good room to run, but brought down at the 48-yard line on Hanover Horton's side, and it's going to be fourth down and about 6.
Looks like we've got a Hanover Horton player who's a little slow to get up. Yeah. Number 14, that's Fielder. Fielder taking his time getting up. Fielder was in there to make that stop, too. But, you know, just a good piece of run, taking a jab step in the middle and then running around the defender at that point. He probably did that 3 times before he was eventually brought down, got him another 5 yards.
It's only about 6 yards in the air total. 67 yards on 3 of 6 passing for Hinkle. And it's fourth down. Michigan Center going for it. 4th and 6. Desperately need this one right here. Hinkle takes the snap, going back deep in the pocket, throwing the near side. That one's caught by Braylon Brown, down at around the 40, dodges the tackle, gets a few extra yards at around the 33. Huge fourth down conversion for Michigan center, big first down.
Fielder again, along with three other Comets on the stop on that one. But yeah, just a great reception and great yards after the reception. Just tiptoeing the sideline over here, shaking off a defender and able to get extra yards and good chunk play and moving the sticks for Michigan center.
Good 15-yard gain as Michigan center trying to get back onto the back into the just trying to get on the board so far in this one. They're trailing 8-0 with time winding down here, 5:20 and counting in the first half. And we got a penalty marker in the backfield, maybe an illegal motion. It is going to be a false start on the penalty against Michigan center.
False start was on the far side over there. I didn't quite see who it was, but I did see a bunch of white jerseys over that side pointing. It was either the end of the tackle they were pointing to.
I love that typical whenever they got one of those, oh, yeah. Everybody just stops and points. Even in the NFL, you see that a lot. And,
you know, refs sometimes need a hand.
There you go.
We've seen some crews this year that needed a hand.
Yeah, and then some. So that's a 5-yard penalty, drives Michigan center back to their own, the Hanover 39-yard line, first and 15 from the left hash mark, going from right to left in this second quarter. Here we go. One receiver far to either side, one back with Hinkle in the gun. Man in motion to the right, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Hinkle pitches this one out to the far side to Brown, trying to break through. Trucks a guy. He's going to cut to the near side and brought down then for a loss of yards. That was Austin Hochter bringing him down. Wow, an interesting play, but Hanover Horton blowing it up, and he is hurt. That Comet that got trucked by Braylon Brown is hurt on the far side.
That was a big hit. That's like what you want to see your running back to do, is just lower that shoulder and run through somebody, then bounced it back this way before he ran into Hochter and just got blown up by Hochter.
All of that ended up being just a loss of 1 yard. Looked a lot uglier than it ended up being. But, yeah, that Comet hurt on the far sideline.
He took a lick.
Yeah. So we're going to step aside for just a moment. Back in 30 seconds, this is Football Frenzy in the Cascades Conference Championship. 8-0 Hanover Horton. Time winding down in the second quarter on K105.3.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Football Frenzy, back to the field on K105.3.
Second and 16 out of the timeout. Throw deep on the near sideline. Oh, it's intercepted. It was bobbled and picked up by the Comets at the 14-yard line. Ledger Inman making a lot of ground on the near side. Snagged at the 50. Unbelievable. That's actually Lucas Nadell on the interception. Unbelievable play.
Well, it was number 28 who was able to stop that one from being an all-on pick six. Davion King stopping that one. But what a heads-up play for the defense on that one. The reception's coming in, goes off of his hands, just pops up in the air, and right in his numbers. And have the awareness to just ring it in and then go. And he did have some speed. He made up some quick ground. That's the second turnover that Hanover Horton has benefited from.
That is two turnovers in Michigan center's first three drives, a three and out and two turnovers. That is unbelievable. And Hanover Horton will now get it on the Michigan center 48-yard line. And Michigan center needs time to talk things over. They call timeout. Wow, and you could just hear those Comet fans on the far side making a lot of noise. They have definitely come out with their A game in this Cascades Conference Championship.
Well, they're doing what they need to do. They needed to have virtually a perfect game, be solid on offense, defense, special teams, because that fake punt earlier in the contest has set them up to succeed here. So Hannibal Horton came to play.
Yeah, I think that was a big difference maker. Hannibal Horton deep in their own territory, looking like obviously just a quick three and out. They're ready to punt it. They fake the punt, hand off up the middle, get that first down, and able to march down on a long drive, get the touchdown, and then now forcing two turnovers against Michigan Center, and they get the ball back at the midfield in Michigan Center territory. And you knew, based on how these teams played in the first game, a little bit closer than that score ended up showing, but that's 6 weeks ago. That's a lot of time
right.
for both of these teams to grow, and Hannibal Horton knew what they had to do to come out and execute, and they've so far done that in this first half.
Teams at this point of the season are much different than they are in the first quarter of the season.
Yeah.
So it's a lot different right now for both these teams. A lot more experience.
8-0 lead for Hannibal Horton with 4:12 to go in the first half. Quick handoff up the middle. Ball comes loose. It was handed off to Ledger Inman, and Michigan Center saying they have it. We'll see where they rule it.
That was number 77, big number 77, Landon Hurd. First one there. I think he just, that's a big boy, just ran right into him. And they're going to say it stays with Hannibal Horton.
Yep. Yeah, ball kind of came loose at the end, but evidently down before that happened. So it is a loss of a yard. Second and 11 for Hanover from the Michigan Center 49-yard line on the right hash mark. 57 yards on five carries for Inman despite that loss of yards play.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what a performance so far by Hannibal Horton regardless. They break from their huddle. Bevere back for the throw. Throw up the midfield, and that's going to be over the outstretched arms of Adam Lay and incomplete.
Yeah, just a little too high, just a little too much mustard on that one for him. I mean, if he's able to pull a little bit more air underneath it, seemed like he was a foot taller than everybody else in the area. He pulls that one in. He's got Hannibal Horton in business, but just a little bit out of his reach.
Critical play for Michigan Center's defense right here. Hannibal Horton is just 2 of 4 on third down.
Well, if you're center, you got to know you're going to be doing a stance here at least for two plays, at least two. This is a go for it in fourth situation.
But with time winding down in the first half, Hannibal Horton actually starts the second half with the ball, so they really got to try to get the ball back here. Hand off on the far side for J.J. Russ, and Michigan Center driving him back for a huge loss of yards at around the 45, and that is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Cardinals.
Yeah, for sure. That was great. What we saw early in that first quarter, great penetration in on defense and just blowing the play up from the start. And to me, that looks like a generous spot for the down marker. It really does.
It's a loss of 3 yards for J.J. Russ, and now Hannibal Horton will punt this away. Michigan Center getting a big stop right there. And now they'll try to go down and score with 2:35 to go in the first half. Fair catch is signaled by Braylon Brown at around the 13-yard line.
So they got a lot of work to do, and it doesn't feel like a lot of time to do it.
No. Yeah, 2:31 to go in this first half. Michigan Center trailing 8-0 to Hannibal Horton in the Cascades Conference Championship. Michigan Center not only a Cascades title on the line, but an undefeated regular season on the line.
Well, we've seen that Michigan Center has been able to make big plays on their possessions, but then they also have a tendency to be a little sloppy with it, too, and turn the ball over.
So first and 10 from their own 13. Hinkle out of the pocket. Guy chasing him down. Dodges the sack. Able to make a play happen out of nothing, out of bounds for maybe 3 yards on the far sideline. We'll see where they rule that.
Looked like he was trying to stay in bounds on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out of bounds. Shut that clock down.
We'll see where they rule this. So they're going to say no gain, second down and 10.
Interesting. Interesting. I guess I don't see what, because it felt like he at least got 3 yards on that one. So I'm not sure. Maybe stepped out?
Yeah, I think he was tight rope.
Forced out? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was tight rope in the sideline, but couldn't quite stay in. Clock does stop at about 2:19. So that does help Michigan Center in terms of clock management. They got two receivers to either side, one back there with Hinkle. Second and 10 takes the snap, throw up the middle. That one's incomplete off the fingertips of Braylon Brown, and it's third and 10.
Came in behind Brown. He had to stop and turn around, kind of go backwards to get that one, and just couldn't make the adjustment in time for a pass that came in like a rocket.
Yeah.
That thing just flew in there.
And trying to evade the defender in the area, too. Didn't want to have another interception. Hinkle is 4 of 9 in the air with an interception on the last drive. Critical play here for Michigan Center. 3rd and 10 from their own 13-yard line. Clock stopped at 2:15 in the first half, trailing Hanover Horton 8-0.
Lumen Christie, they won their contest at Ford Field 42-0 today.
Not surprising there. Throw on the far sideline and caught by Brennan Forward and then ushered out of bounds. Going to be short by about 2 yards. We'll see Michigan Center a big decision right here.
Oof. You know, that this is a big one. I mean, you need a score. You need momentum in a big way because everything has gone Hanover Horton's way right now. So you can convert this and shut that down. But, man, if you don't make it, you're setting up a Hanover Horton offense that has shown they can move on you. You're setting them up for success late in the second.
And a team that's also getting the ball back to start the second half. So that could be a huge momentum swing. And Michigan Center is going for it. 4th and 2 from their own 21-yard line. Hinkle takes the snap, throw on the far side. That is incomplete. Intended for Brennan Forward. Couldn't haul that one in. So a turnover on downs for Michigan Center. And Hanover Horton takes over at the Michigan Center 21-yard line with a minute 26 to go. They got plenty of time to try to get another score.
They do. Well, yeah, you're at this point in the field. You really don't have to hurry. You've got plenty of opportunity. The way that offense is designed also to just chew up the clock.
Yeah.
And, you've got yourself set up if you're a Hanover Horton fan. Now, that rocket just came in. And, again, just a little bit off the mark, but it came in with some mustard on it. You're in that situation. If it hits you in the hands, you still got to be able to bring that in.
1st and 10 for Hanover Horton, leading 8-0. Oh, it's fumbled on the snap. It rolls in, and Michigan Center has it. Brennan Forward has it. A lot of room to run. 25, 30, 35, 40. Stiff arm down at the 40. Unbelievable swing of momentum.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even see that one squirt out. The next thing I saw was Forward running forward and running this way. Boy, they're not liking this.
Boy.
They're not liking where that ball was placed, are they?
Yeah. Hey, the most important thing is you get a huge turnover when Hanover Horton's threatening to make this a two-score lead going into halftime. So Michigan Center takes back over at their own 40, and they have a minute 15 to work with as they try to get on the board here, trailing 8-0.
Well, Hanover Horton has been taking advantage of miscues all day long. Now it's Michigan Center's turn to try to turn the tide a little bit.
And they can make big plays happen in a hurry. So they're going to try to zip down the field. 1st and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Out of the pocket. A lot of time. Throw to the near sideline. Oh, nearly intercepted by Colin Griffiths, but he dropped it. Oh, boy, that's a big bailout.
And you've got the fan base over on this side asking for pass interference. I don't necessarily feel like that was the case. There was good tight coverage there. Just a little bit off the mark again.
Today's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Smart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, and our presenting sponsor, Aeroquip Credit Union. 2nd and 10 for Michigan Center from their own 40-yard line. Clock stopped at 1:08 in this first half, trailing 8-0. Hinkle leaning back for the pass. Throw, that's good for the first down up around the 50-yard line for Travis Collins. And they're going to move the chains.
Just a great job of Collins when he gets that ball, gets possession, brings it in close to his body, ready for the hit.
12 yards for number 12, 1st and 10 from Hanover Horton's 48-yard line. Clock is rolling, 50 seconds and counting. Hinkle takes the snap, pump fake, guy chasing him. Throw deep the far sideline just to try to get rid of it, and it's out of bounds, nearly intercepted as well. But there's going to be a penalty back here, roughing the passer against Reed Matthews. He came in and hit Hinkle late.
Big, yeah, that was. He was already in chase mode by the time that ball was let go. But Matthews, big number 55, did put a hit on him, and the flag came out.
It's a bad penalty to commit in the spot right. like that. That's going to really help out Michigan Center.
The timing of that was so close, though. I mean, you got to be able to pull up as soon as you see that ball's let go. But if momentum's already carrying you forward, that yeah. was tough. Timing was just tough on that.
Way. But, I mean, you got to avoid when it's a two-minute drill
yeah.
and you're the defense, you got to avoid committing those bad penalties like that. I mean, that's like the Denver Broncos. They do that all season, commit these bad penalties, bailing out the other team when they're trying to do a two-minute drill. So it's first and 10 for Michigan Center from the Hanover 33 with 42 seconds to go in the first half, trailing 8-0. For the throw up the middle, that's incomplete. Too high for Brennan forward. An incomplete at second down.
Again, just a little bit off the mark here today, but I came in like a rocket, just a little bit behind forward.
Yeah, Hinkle just, man, he just seems just off with his throws today.
Well, he doesn't have any problem with velocity.
No.
You know, he's definitely fresh off the trip from the Heinz Mustard Factory.
6 of 14, I beg your pardon, passing. With an interception in there. Second and 10. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Clock stopped at 38 seconds. Hinkle takes a snap. Three guys chasing him. Throw up, and that's going to be caught, but then brought down at around the 29-yard line. Davion King just couldn't hold his footing.
They brought a full-on blitz. That's why it was so old, because there were no linebackers there.
Third and medium, throw up the middle, bobbled, and over Horton.
He threw that right into the hands of a white jersey, went up in the air, and it's like the defense just kind of lost track of where it was.
And Hanover Horton's crowd making a lot of noise, trying to throw off Michigan Center, fourth and 6 from the 29-yard line with about 13 seconds left in the first half, and Michigan Center needs to call time.
Yeah, they're going to call timeout to discuss. This is starting to sound like a home game for Hanover Horton. That crowd, even
yeah.
though they didn't completely fill the bleachers over there, they're loud.
They traveled well, I
they
will
did,
say.
They did, yeah. Boy, and they brought their yeah. own horn.
I don't know, no word yet on if it's the 83% quieter air compressor.
That was a big unit. I doubt they brought that one.
Hey, you never know. They could, you know, haul a truck back there or something. But regardless, boy, the Comets have played their A game
for sure.
today in Michigan Center. It feels like they're starting to feel the pressure here. I mean, they're trying to get on the board. Hanover Horton gets the ball back to start the second half. Critical here for Michigan Center to get a score. And they're looking at a 4th and 6. From the Hanover 29-yard line. Time is ticking right here. You almost have to go for the touchdown right here. You only got maybe 2 plays left in general, but at least the first down and get out of bounds quickly.
Well, they certainly shown that they can get 30 yards in one play.
So out of the timeout, 4th and 6 for Michigan Center from the 29-yard line. Hinkle winding back for the snap. He's pressured out of the pocket on the
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others
can't.
We're
just going to call it.
MinutemanSewer.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
And I believe that's intercepted by Hanover Horton. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he hands it back to the official. I didn't see who it was that came up with it.
But it doesn't matter. That's it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That is it for the first half. And Hanover Horton, unbelievable effort in this first half against this tough, tough Michigan Center team, leading 8-0 at halftime, coming out and making big plays on both sides of the ball, but specifically defensively shutting down this Michigan Center offense that's been high octane and putting up tons of points on the board all season long.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I said it earlier, and it still kind of has that feel like it could be a trap game for Michigan Center, knowing how easily they handled Hanover Horton earlier in the year, especially in that second half of that week three game. But Hanover Horton, being in the situation before, not having the injuries that they had to deal with in that week three game, being at full force, and not what we expected coming into this game. Not what we expected. We're looking at more of a little bit of a shootout.
Exactly, and yeah, I mean, just to see Michigan Center's offense struggling the way it has, you got to give Hanover Horton a lot of credit, just the way they've come out, just playing hard, smash-mouth football, and they're doing a good job, especially the last couple plays, chasing Hinkle out of the pocket, not letting him get comfortable and forcing him to make tough plays.
Well, Hanover Horton knows that Michigan Center likes to pass, and they've got a really good pass game, but Hanover Horton is just bringing the heat. They're getting a good push from their defensive line, but they're bringing extra linebackers on a blitz almost every play. So there's always an extra guy that Michigan Center has to figure out how to block. And the last couple times there that Hinkle went to drop back, I mean, they're bringing everybody. A lineman, linebackers, everybody's coming on that one, and he's running for his life. And they've realized that when he's out there running for his life, he's not as accurate as when he has a clean pocket. So that last one that was a pick in the end zone, he was over on the far side and he throws it back this way. It was a long time in the air across the field, and you're asking for a disaster at that point.
So that will do it for the first half of play. Hanover Horton leading at halftime 8-0 over Michigan Center. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we have a special presentation from the MHSAA. Take another 3-minute break, and then we'll be back to break down a little bit more of this first half, this crazy first half of play in the Cascades Conference Championship. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Fall is here, and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
The championship trophies are flying off the shelves as schools in both golf and tennis are starting a busy stretch of fall finals. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The fall championship season is upon us, with Lower Peninsula girls golf and boys tennis handing out trophies. Let's start on the links. In Division I, Northville won a second straight team title. It's their sixth in the last 8 years. Three Mustangs placed in the top seven, helping Northville to the team win. Annie Flavin from Plymouth captured the individual title. In D2, Dexter followed up a runner-up finish last year with a championship this year. The Dreadnoughts were 16 shots in front of second place, Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood. Muskegon Reese Puffers, Sophia McCollum took home the individual title. Grand Rapids Catholic Central won a third straight D3 title. The Cougars had three of the top seven individual scores. Lillian O'Grady of Grand Rapids Christian won a second straight individual title. And in Division IV, Grand Rapids North Point Christian won its first ever finals title. The Mustangs finished in front of Lansing Catholic by just one stroke. Napoleon senior Anna McCubbins took home the individual title, her first after qualifying for the finals 4 years in a row. For more on all the soggy action from the Lower Peninsula Girls Golf Finals, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Sault Ste. Marie's Gabe Litzner. He won his fourth straight Upper Peninsula Boys Cross Country Championship, the first to win four straight UP titles since Brimley's Austin Plotkin. Marquette's Ella Feary, she captured her second UP Cross Country title, posting the fourth fastest time in UP D1 history. Fury's first title came 2 years ago in 2023. And to Grand Blanc quarterback Jake Morrow, he threw for five touchdowns and ran for another in a 57-29 win over Davison. The win keeps Grand Blanc undefeated and is the first loss this year for Davison.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We have a field hockey You Make the Call for you today.
A penalty stroke is awarded to the white team as time expires in the third quarter, with red leading by 3 goals. Should the official award the penalty stroke? Yes. Since this occurred at the end of the third quarter, the official must award the penalty stroke and continue play until it is completed. However, if the same situation happens as time expires in the fourth quarter and red is still ahead by 3 goals, the official shall end the game without awarding the penalty stroke. New this year, if a penalty stroke is called at the end of the game and the outcome cannot affect the result, the game is not extended. A stroke is only taken if it could alter the result. Otherwise, it's game over.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's going to be a very busy 8 days of tennis in Midland at the Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Finals. All four divisions are playing at the Midland Tennis Center, which means one division is done and three more will finish this week. Divisions 2, 3, and 4 will crown champions throughout the week, and Division 1 has already added a team and individual champions to the record books. Troy finished runner-up to Bloomfield Hills each of the past two seasons, but the Colts flipped the script this year, winning their first title since 2021. Bloomfield Hills finished second after winning three consecutive D1 titles. Troy was led by wins at number 4 singles and numbers 2, 3, and 4 doubles. Rochester's Chad Anderson needed 3 sets to knock off Ann Arbor Pioneers' Grant Miller to claim the championship at number 1 singles. Anderson's championship is the school's first ever at number 1 singles. For more on the Division 1 championship and for updates from Divisions 2, 3, and 4, please be sure to check out all of our tennis coverage at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Attention students and parents, thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Amazing, amazing football action here for the Cascades Conference Championship here at Michigan Center High School, week 9 of the football regular season. It's the last week here before the playoffs, and we've got a good one.
We do.
Hanover Horton 8, Michigan Center 0. And this has been a battle, but Hanover Horton, they have come out with their A-plus effort, and they've made life very difficult for Michigan Center, specifically on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, like we mentioned earlier, they're doing everything that they needed to do. It's complementary football. Offense,
yes.
Defense, special teams, everything is just clicking and rolling for Hanover Horton right now. When they're on offense, they're chewing up the clock. They're moving the ball down the field and enough to get the one score that we've had earlier in the contest. But most importantly, when they're on offense, they're taking their time and they're keeping it out of the hands of this very potent Michigan Center offense. Hanover Horton, when they're on defense, they're taking advantage of the miscues. When Michigan Center makes a mistake, they've had two turnovers that they've taken advantage of, but they've been so close so many other times to getting other interceptions.
Yeah.
It's whenever there's an opportunity, they're pouncing on it. Hanover Horton, like we said, they're doing everything that they can to get themselves in the win column here today.
And here's the big key defensively for Hanover Horton, stopping the run. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Michigan Center, they gave up pretty early on the run game. Just 4 net yards on 4 carries for Michigan Center on the ground. They've had to go exclusively in the air. And, I mean, Hanover Horton's done a great job. We talked about it going into the halftime break of collapsing the pocket, getting to Hayden Hinkle and forcing him to kind of rush his throw or try to scramble out or get a less than ideal look. And he's only been able to complete 8 of 17 passes and, of course, thrown 2 interceptions. But there's been at least 3 other instances where Hanover Horton was close to getting an interception.
They're stuffing every gap on defense, and they're bringing heat almost every time. Almost every play, they're bringing an extra linebacker. They're bringing somebody else out of coverage on a blitz. And they're making Hinkle's life difficult today.
Absolutely. And that's been how Hanover Horton's gotten the job done. And Michigan Center, their 5 drives, again, 3 turnovers. They got the 2 interceptions, got the lost fumble on their second drive. Otherwise, a 3-and-out on their first drive, and then a turnover on downs there late in that second mm-hmm. quarter as well. So Hanover Horton, I think that's what I'm most impressed about. Not only what they've come out on offense, just to, you know, be able to get some good plays, move the ball, but just defensively shutting down Michigan Center, who's just completely spanked basically everybody this year.
Well, I feel like not having their full schedule in front of me, I feel like Michigan Center hasn't been challenged that much.
Pretty much
year.
Just the one game, and yeah. It was an off game for them, but against Leslie, it was a yeah. close win. But other than that, it's been all blowouts for this
right.
team.
Right. So we'll see how they respond. What will Troy Allen, what did he say in the locker room at halftime? How are you going to rally the troops? Really got to clean a few things up. You got to be smarter on offense when you have the ball, not make the mistakes that have really kept and let Hanover Horton get into this game. And on defense, you've got to know where you're supposed to be on defense, stay disciplined, and stop the run from Hanover Horton. They like to do a little misdirection. They try to confuse the defense as much as they can. But if you stay disciplined, you shut down those gaps, you should be able to stop those runs for Hanover Horton.
And that's been a big part as well. We talked about that critical juncture there late in the first quarter where Hanover Horton, they got their second drive, their first drive. They got a first down but had to punt it away deep in their own territory. Their second drive got it deep in their own territory as well. Looked like they were heading to a 3-and-out. Decide to fake the punt, able to convert that fourth down, and then that drive going into the second quarter, taking a lot of time off the clock, able to go all the way down the field, ending in that touchdown run, the tush push for Devin Bevere, the quarterback,
yeah.
and able to convert the 2 points after that. And, I mean,
that's really been the biggest play of the game was that fourth down. Because, I mean, just how differently this first half could have gone if they either didn't go for the fourth down or if they didn't convert.
That blew some belief into this Hanover Horton team.
Yeah.
And they definitely had some confidence. You could tell it felt a little different. They had confidence, and they had momentum their way ever since that play.
And just, I mean, just the gutsiness to call that play. I mean, they're back on their own 21-yard line, because think if they don't convert that, Michigan Center's getting the ball in the red zone.
Yeah.
And they could have gotten a quick score, but, I mean, just the gutsiness. What a decision by head coach David Messer to go for it on that fake punt and get that, and then what it led to. I mean, 8-0 Hanover Horton. It's been really close. Hanover Horton is starting the second half with the ball. As that'll end halftime. We're just going to roll right here into the third quarter. I mean, we had a lot to talk about, but, I mean, it's just been one of those football games. Just been so much fun between these two teams. As I mentioned, Michigan Center set to kick this one away. Hanover Horton going from left to right on your radio dial in this third quarter, leading 8-0 over Michigan Center. A little bit of a squibber, rolls right to the 33-yard line, picked up by Lucas Nadell, and he's going to be brought down hard by Peyton Paquin.
That was a lick. Not full-on laid a lick on him, but it was still a pretty good hit. Didn't really have much forward progress after he finally got the handle on the ball.
So they'll spot it at the 34 officially for Hanover Horton to begin the second half of play, and Michigan Center looking to turn it up on the defensive side of the ball. They forced two punts, recovered a fumble, and then, of course, that one long drive going into the second quarter that they got the score. Quick snap, fakes the handoff. Bevere looking for the throw downfield up the middle. That's going to be nearly picked off by Trey Collins, intended for Adam Lay. And it just lands incomplete.
He didn't really have anybody to throw it to either. I mean, there was double coverage out deep. Lay, who's coming across in the middle, didn't really have an opportunity to catch that ball, too. He had red jerseys around him. Good coverage. Good coverage for Michigan Center on that one.
And that was the big part of that first half, is Michigan Center pretty much exclusively in the air for their offense, and Hanover Horton pretty much exclusively on the ground in that first half. So it's 2nd and 10 from Hanover Horton's own 34-yard line, the right hash mark. Bevere takes the snap. Oh, he lost the handoff, and he just has to dive on it for a big loss of yards down at around the 23. And that's a big, big swing for Michigan Center.
Never really had the handle off of it on it from the snap. Kind of bobbled it right from the beginning. And just a smart heads-up play to fall on it instead of trying to pick it up, because he had Cardinals breathing down his neck at that point. So just fall on it and try to make something happen on this third and forever.
Hanover Horton just 2 of 5 on third down, but, I mean, that's been a struggle for Michigan Center as well. 0 of 4 on third down, as we've got a quick handoff up the middle and going to be maybe a yard or two on the ground, and it's 4th and long. They're going to have to punt this one away.
It looks like it was number 7, Miles Stewart, who was there on the stop for Hanover, or for Michigan Center. So didn't really get much in yards and a gain on that one. So, 4th and forever. Smart thing would be to punt it away.
Yeah, especially when you're kind of getting pushed back in your own territory. And this should let Michigan Center get it into the midfield. Fielded at around the 33, calling for the fair catch is Brennan Forward. But Michigan Center getting the job done on defense. Can their offense make plays?
Their offense is going to need to make plays. Their offense, kind of like you alluded to, they're going to need to show a little bit of diversity, too, in play calling. Can't just throw it all the time. But, I mean, Hanover Horton on defense has been a beast. That front four has been amazing. Linebackers coming on blitz have just caused so much disruption.
10:34 to go in the third quarter. Michigan Center takes over at their 37-yard line, trailing 8-0 to Hanover Horton. We can actually see the scoreboard with the naked eye here with some cloud coverage. As Hinkle going to fake the handoff, go on the far side, facing pressure, caught by Trey Collins, forced out of bounds at around the 50. And that's a good strike on first down to get the chains moving.
Reed Matthews was giving chase on that one, too, making Hinkle kind of run for his life back there. but able to find his mark, get the completion, and a good big chunk play on first down.
They'll give him 11 yards on the play, 130 yards on 9 of 18 passing for Hayden Hinkle with two interceptions, 17 yards on two catches for Trey Collins. Chains do move. It's first and 10 for Michigan Center, their own 48. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle gets the ball, thrown the near side, batted down by Colin Griffiths, and incomplete for second down.
So he had two receivers over here at about the 45-yard line. Colin Griffith undercut the route, able to get to be the first man to the ball, jumped up, put his paw on it, knocked it out of the way. If that was just a hair lower, you're looking at a pick six.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really the only play he could make is just to bat that one down. And just the way that he batted it down, I mean, maybe there was enough leverage to try to make a one-handed grab on that. But, I mean, that helps Michigan Center in that case, obviously, nearly a third interception. But second and 10 from the 48. Three receivers left, one to the right. Hinkle gets it. Pump fake throw. Now throws deep down the midfield, and that's going to be caught by Trey Collins. Nearly gone, but he's snagged at the 15. Big first down for the Cardinals.
Nadell able to catch him from behind and prevent that one. Prevent, really, from Michigan Center putting six up on the board.
All the way down to the 15-yard line. What a throw downfield. That's a gain of 37 yards to Trey Collins. 54 yards on three catches for that man. First and 10. Michigan Center in the red zone. Can they execute? Quick fire throw on the near side to Travis Collins. That one's caught, and he's pulled down at around the 10-yard line.
Tried to set up a receiver screen over on this side. Had that bunch of receivers. You bring another person in coverage as an extra blocker. But Hanover Horton able to kind of sniff that one out. They gained five on it.
And they need to execute here in the red zone as they, I mean, of course, they got in the red zone earlier, immediately a lost fumble. But, man, they just, you can kind of feel the momentum shifting here for Michigan Center. They got a little bit more of a pep in their step. Second and five from the 10-yard line. Quick handoff to Davion King. Faked. Hayden Hinkle has it, and he's going to be untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
I was watching everybody over that B gap. Everybody just crashed on down on that. Even the blitz that Hanover Horton was bringing was on that fake handoff. And next thing you know, I see Hayden Hinkle hide-stepping in the end zone as Michigan Center just hung six on the board.
Again, you could kind of feel the momentum swinging. They force a three and out on defense coming out of halftime, and now they get into the end zone going for two, trying to tie this thing up at eight.
Well, they haven't run a run play in a long time. Nobody was expecting that.
Hinkle gets it in the air, throw into the end zone. Wide open, Trey Collins. He gets the catch, and this baby is tied.
We are tied up. So what they did was they brought, I want to say it was number one, Brennan Forward. They brought him in a route right around the one-yard line, and all the defense kind of crashed in on him, and that's what left the receiver wide open in the back of the end zone. Easy pass, easy completion, easy two on the board.
Unbelievable swing here for Michigan Center, and now Hanover Horton trying to get that offense back rolling after that Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown 10 yards out. For the quarterback, Hayden Hinkle, on a fake handoff. And then the subsequent two-point conversion to Trey Collins in the end zone. And Hanover Horton, they need to get a big answer right here. 8:44 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, you can see that a little bit better now, can't you?
Yeah, I think wow. It is just, it's just the way the scoreboard is set up. It is just like, I don't know, it's meant for dark conditions. Yeah. And we do have some cloud coverage in the distance. Still beautiful fall weather here at the home of the Cardinals here in Michigan Center as it's going to be picked up by Nadell at around the 30. It is going to be lost at around the 40-yard line. I think maybe a penalty marker down. It is going to be picked back up by Nadell, but we'll see. I don't think there was a penalty after all.
Brandon Villarreal was the one who made the tackle from behind. to kind of polish that one off. And it felt like the ball squirted out. You had a bunch of bodies jumping on the pile after forward motion was stopped. But.
And the subsequent gasp from the Michigan Center crowd here. Boy, packed. I mean, they can feel. I mean, this crowd has been tense all day just with how that first half went. First and 10 for Hanover Horton from their own 40. Big handoff up the middle. That's going to be a first down run down at around the 48-yard line for Austin Hochter.
Good run up the middle. Mason Bradley was the one to make the stop on that one. But, yeah, just a good run right up the gut, right through bodies, over people, through people, around people, and able to get the first down for Hanover Horton.
Down in Michigan Center territory now in the midfield. First and 10 from the 49-yard line. 8-10 and counting in this third quarter. We're tied at 8 in the Cascades Conference Championship here in week 9. Hanover Horton, Bevere under center, two backs behind him. Takes the snap, quick handoff to Ledger Inman on the left side of the line. Charges forward for a gain of about 4.
Just a flock of Cardinals in on the stop of that one. But what we're seeing different than what we saw in that first quarter, there was a few series in there where Hanover Horton just kept running into walls and not getting any gains. They're able to, their line's able to get a little bit of a push, and they're getting penetration, even on these short ones. You know, an offense that's designed like this, you're not designed for big chunk plays. You're designed for knocking out 4 or 5 yards at a time, click those seconds off the clock, and just keep moving the sticks.
Second and 6 from Michigan Center's 45-yard line here for Hanover Horton. Bevere under center takes the snap, handoff on the near side for Colin Griffiths. He's going to be snagged down at around the 40. Looks like he's going to be just short of the first down, and it's 3rd and 1.
He wanted to try to make the edge on that one, saw that that was shut down, so he cut it back in. And again, ran through people, over people, around people. There was a lot that he did in those 4 yards.
Michigan Center trying to get a big stop here, but although they're probably in about 2 down territory. And that's been a big part. I remember last matchup, I remember it was Michigan Center's line that seemed to be controlling the action, but in this one, it seems like Hanover Horton's line has been winning that battle. Quick handoff for Ledger Inman. He is met, but not before he gets across for the first down. Gain of about 2.
And again, it was that left side over that B gap that was able to get that push and able to move just those guys out of the way and give them enough, just give them enough room to get that first down and move the sticks.
64 yards on 8 carries for Ledger Inman. He's been having a big game here in the Cascades Conference Championship. We're tied at 8. First and 10 for Hanover Horton now on Michigan Center's 38-yard line. 6:03 and counting in quarter number 3. Bevere under center, one receiver to the right, two backs behind him. Takes the snap, fake the handoff up the middle. Now for Hochter on the far side. Stiff arms, Brennan forward. Got a lot of room to run, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, down right at the goal line, just short of the score. And Hanover Horton, a big punch on first down.
Well, he just laid that stiff arm out there and then turned the Jets on. As soon as he was able to make the turn on that corner, just turned the Jets on and got inside the 5. Oh, right at the 5.
A 23-yard gain for Austin Hochter.
Thought he got a little farther than that.
So did I, yeah. Looked like he was down right at the 1. But what a play. Hanover Horton knocking on the door of regaining the lead. We're tied at 8. Clock stopped at 5:43. Must have stepped out of bounds there. But first and goal from the 5. Michigan Center's defense looking to stand tall here in at the goal line. Bevere fakes the handoff, goes to the left. Ball comes loose, but it is going to be picked back up by Griffiths and a loss of 1 yard, nearly turning it over again.
That ball's been tough to hang on to today,
hasn't
it? It's
been slippery.
Yeah.
It's like trying to handle a banana peel. But that's a big stop for Michigan Center's defense. So a loss of 1 yard there for Griffiths. And it's 2nd and goal from the 6. Michigan Center's defense has 3 more tries to try to get a stop here. 5:07 and counting in this third quarter. Second and goal from the six. Bevere under center. Man in motion to the left takes the snap. Handoff to Ledger. Inman charges forward down at around the one-yard line. He is short, and it's third and goal from the one.
It's a very short one-yard line. Well, yeah, you had the line judge on the far side who was basically walking 6 inches off the goal line. Oh, Michigan center coming in with a late adjustment on defense, too.
Hanover Horton, hurry up. Third and goal. Tush push trying to move the group across, and they do. Touchdown, Comets. Another tush push, another score.
And what they did is the person who came in late, number 76, that's the gap that they went over. They just ran right through number 76. Damian Cartagena? Either way, they ran over him. That's the way the tush push went, and that's how they got in.
So with 4:26 to go in the third, we have another Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown by the quarterback, Devin Bevere, his second of the game. And Hanover Horton, they're going to be going for two for the second time. Takes the snap, handoff, Ledger, Inman charges forward, and right at the goal line, I think Michigan Center got the stop. They did. He is short. So a big stop for Michigan Center's defense prevents the two-point attempt, but Hanover Horton does get back in front, 14-8, 4:26 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Today's coverage is presented by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance, Trips Collision, Industrial Steel Treating, and the presenting sponsor of K105.3 Football Frenzy, AeroQuip Credit Union. Hanover Horton regaining the lead. Now leading 14-8 over Michigan Center. 4:26 to go in the third. As we had a big gain on the kick return. Trey Collins. Oh, he was nearly gone. He snagged at the Hanover Horton 41-yard line by Adam Lay. But, boy, he had a lot of room to run.
What's common to see in these kickoffs is you don't get a full-on really deep kickoff. And that's kind of what that was, kind of a short one. Bounced right into Lay's chest, so he was able to get it on the run. Full head of steam, just ran through the line before he was eventually brought down at the 42.
I don't know about you, but it seems like this might be turning into a shootout game as compared to a low-scoring bruiser in the first half.
I kind of thought what we were supposed to have, wasn't it? That's what I had in my notes.
Hinkle gets it on first and 10, throw on the far side. Ooh, nearly picked off again. Colin Griffiths diving for that one, and it's going to be incomplete second down.
Again, Hinkle showing just a little bit off at some times today when he's being chased down. He's being chased down again by number 55. That's Reed Matthews chasing him down. So he's throwing a little bit sooner than he wants to and not quite hitting the mark.
And again, just having to completely go away from the running game. Of course, they did get that fake handoff for 10 yards into the end zone on the last drive, but pretty much just exclusively in the air ever since. Second and 10 from Hanover's 42-yard line. Takes the snap downfield. Pocket collapsed a little bit. A little bit of time. Loftus one towards the near side. That one's caught by Brown. 35-30. Getting some good blocking. 25-20. Cuts back in. Dodges another tackle. 15-10. Brought down. That's what the Cardinals needed.
Just a zigging and zagging. And yeah, he was running away from the defense over there, but he was looking. He was looking for number five the whole time and was able to just kind of loft it, do a high little soft touch loft over the D, found him, and then from there it was the yards after the catch, just zigging and zagging around and through people to get it to the 10.
We've got a Cardinal down. It's Brennan Forward on the far side, took a big hit. And he is going to get looked at. But, man, Michigan center, I mean, just a nice little play. And we've seen Hinkle specifically throw the hard, fast bullet passes, but that time just a nice little flow over the heads of everybody right to Braylon Brown, where he was able to make a big play with the run after the catch.
Right. Well, we saw Underwood do that last week against Washington. First half, it was just a lot of bullets, a lot of bullets. And he seemed to have dialed in his touch a little bit in the second half. And I feel like we're seeing that a little bit with Hinkle today.
Michigan center back in the red zone, first and goal from the 10-yard line. They're trying to tie this game up, but with Hanover Horton's failed two-point on the other end, if Michigan center gets a touchdown, they have a chance to get in front for the first time this game with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Wow, it's going quick.
Yeah, but it's been a fun one.
It's been a fun one for sure.
It's been a season of blowouts here on K105.3 Football Frenzy, and that has not been the case, thankfully, today, which, of course, for the Cascades Conference Championship, we wouldn't have it any other way. Takes the snap, handoff, fake, Davion King gets it on the near side for Hinkle. Oh, he's going to be tackled by Nadell right at the goal line. He's going to be short. It's going to be second and goal from the one. Touchdown-saving tackle by Nadell.
I want to say that was kind of – that had the feel like it was an option. Like he held it in the breadbasket there for a little bit, saw that that option was just getting blown up, so he pulls it out and then calls his own number to try to get the score.
And he was close. Boy, Nadell just a nice little undercut as Hinkle tried to leap over him. And, boy, yeah, that was a touchdown-saving stop, but Hanover Horton's got three more chances to try to get a stop. 3 minutes and counting. In this third, Hanover Horton leads 14-8, but Michigan center trying to tie it up with a chance to take a lead on the extra point. Hinkle takes a snap. He runs it himself, and that is a touchdown for Michigan center.
Just
penalty marker after.
Nope. Flag came in after the score. That'll be a dead ball foul.
Might have been a celebration foul. Unsportsmanlike contact, if I were to guess. We got the Michigan center bell going off in front of us. With that touchdown.
They had like their mini air horn over on this side too. Did you hear that?
I did. Sounds like a little marine horn, right? Somebody personal brought one in.
Air horn of the handheld variety. Yeah.
Which, by the way, are still not pleasant if gone off right into the eardrum.
They're not. Still waiting on a call. Officials are talking it over.
Had a quick chat with Troy Allen there before making the call. This is going to be against Hanover Horton. So the second Aspen one-hour heated air conditioning touchdown of the game by Hayden Hinkle. He's got 27 yards on five carries with two touchdowns. And Michigan center looks like they'll be going for two. We're tied at 14. If Michigan center gets this two-point conversion, they will be in the lead for the first time all game. Late in the third. Going for two here. Hinkle takes a snap, runs on the right side, looking in the air, throws it into the end zone, bobbled by forward and dropped. And we're tied at 14.
Wow. That's the way the ball falls for us today, doesn't it?
Wow.
Wow,
so
we got a good one.
A big stop in the end zone there by Hanover Horton. We're tied at 14, 2:49 to go in this one. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Fall is here, and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
14 all, 2:49 to go in quarter number three. Hanover Horton, both these teams combined in the last three drives, getting into the end zone. Hanover Horton trying to regain the lead. They have led 8-0 and 14-8. So trying to get their third lead of the game. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly hanging out on this beautiful fall afternoon here at Michigan Center High School. This one, a short kick down, bounces at the 37, picked up immediately. Falling is the kick returner right there, Brady Pond, and Hanover Horton will take over.
Pretty good field position for them, too. A plus side of the 35.
It's going to be the 38 specifically where they spot it. And Hanover Horton trying to make good plays up the field. Again, they've been exclusively on the ground, just 2 of 4 passing for Devin Bevere, but otherwise a lot of good plays on the ground. First and 10 here. Bevere takes the snap, handoff for Hochter on the far side. He's going to be cut down immediately by a pack of Cardinals. Flock of Cardinals, rather, probably more appropriately on that.
Yeah, they again, flock of Cardinals. Not sure what song they had in the 80s, but I'm sure it was a popular one. So they were able to get penetration. When we've seen Hanover Horton, especially that last series they had, get good push on the line. That time it was the Michigan Center D that was able to push back and disrupt that from behind the line of scrimmage.
It's a loss of a yard for Hochter. Second and 11 from Hanover's own 37-yard line. 2:04 and counting in this third quarter. We're tied at 14. Fake handoff left goes to the right near side for Colin Griffiths. Big gain, 45-50, 45-40. Tackled down at the Michigan Center 35 by Travis Collins.
Collins able to really, when he's in a spot, when he's outrunning everybody, Collins was the one who was able to make that stop. But that was a big, big pickup. And Hanover Horton hasn't been getting a whole lot of big chunk plays, but that was a good one on the ground for Hanover Horton to move the sticks and get them right here at the 35.
Gain of 28, now 44 yards on 7 carries for Colin Griffiths. He's made some big plays on both sides of the ball as well in this one. Big first down for Hanover Horton. First and 10 from the 35, 1:24 and counting in the third quarter. Tied at 14. Handoff up the middle for Lucas Nadell, and he is met immediately by Thomas Salmon for second down.
Able to just kind of come in from that linebacker core, fill that gap and get the stop, and really kept him under a yard a gain there. It goes on the stat sheet as a yard, but it's a little short of that.
That's a short yard.
Very right short there. Yard.
53 seconds and counting in quarter number 3. Second wow. And a long 9 coming for Hanover Horton. Probably the last play of the quarter. From the Michigan Center 34. Bevere fakes the handoff, peels out of the pocket, looking for the throw. Gets it deep downfield, and that's going to be incomplete. Going for A.J. Fielder. Travis Collins was also in the area going for the interception, but it lands incomplete, and I spoke too soon with the clock stopping. Now we'll have one more play of the quarter.
Well, it was just a little bit underthrown. He had to come back for that, and really you had both of them kind of fighting for position to get that reception. So just a bit underthrown. So here we are, third and long.
And Hanover Horton has been 4 of 8 on third down, but really their only third down conversions has been when it's third and close. This is a third and long here, and that's where they've struggled. So Michigan Center looking for a big stop, and we're in two down territory at this point. Takes the snap, handoff on the far side, and in for the big first down, able to break through a tackle down at the 27 for J.J. Russ, who has only had 2 carries in this one, but he comes through.
Just a little bit patience in the backfield. Waited for that gap to open up off of the left tackle, and as soon as he saw that hole, he just shot right through it and able to get the first down by running through people.
And that will take us down to the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter next, and I have a feeling this is going to be a fun finish to this one. We're tied at 14 between Michigan Center and Hanover Horton. We're back in 60 seconds. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Michigan Center, 14. Hanover Horton, 14. This is the fourth quarter in the Cascades Conference Championship in week 9 of the high school football season. From Michigan Center High School, Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And it's 1st and 10 for Hanover Horton from the Michigan Center 24-yard line. Knocking on the door of the red zone. Trying to regain the lead. Quick handoff to the near side on first down. Going to be in for about 2 yards on the ground for J.J. Russ.
And that was number 42, Peyton Pequin. Not going to get credit for the tackle, but was one who was able to break through that line of scrimmage and get through the offensive line to break that one up from the start. Just got enough of his ankles to slow him down so others could come in and polish that off.
Only giving him about a yard on the ground. Russ, 8 yards on 3 carries. It's 2nd down and 9 from the 23. Bevere under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Left goes to the right for Austin Hochter. A lot of room to run, and he's going to be brought down from behind just shy of the first down at around the 16-yard line. We've got a Cardinal down behind the play. That appears to be Chris Fox, the senior.
Yeah, another – looks like, wow, we're kind of late in the season and chilly weather to be a cramp. But this is a scene you see a lot week 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Not so much week 456.
Hochter's
like
got –
week 8, aren't we? Yeah. Okay.
Hochter's got 46 yards on 8 carries. And, yeah, Fox is – try to stretch out that left leg with the trainer on the near side. So with those 5 yards, it's going to be 3rd down and 4 for Hanover Horton from the Michigan Center 18-yard line. Michigan Center looking for a big 3rd down stop here. Especially, you don't want to try to, at most, no gain right here, because you don't want to make that a 4th and close, 4th and 1, 4th and 2. That's almost automatic, especially with the running weapons that Hanover Horton has.
But you definitely have 2 downs to get this first down.
So Chris Fox is okay. He's kind of hobbled, but walking under his own power to the near sideline. So 3rd and 4 for Hanover Horton right here in the red zone. Bevere takes the snap. Quick handoff to the near side for Colin Griffith. Snag behind the line of scrimmage by Brennan Ford. A big tackle for a loss.
Well, what they wanted to do was they wanted to go up the gut on that one, but everybody in a red jersey was there, so they bounced it out. And he got chased down for a loss on that. As Ford was able to just kind of stick with him, followed the ball, and able to get the tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
What a stop right there, and it's going to be 4th and 7 now from the 21-yard line. Boy, what a stop for Michigan Center, but they got to get another big stop here. 10:08 and counting in this fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Fake handoff towards the right side. Austin Hochter trying to sweep the edge. He is. Oh, he might be in. It depends on where they spot it. He was tight roping out of bounds. He didn't get it. He's a yard short. Wow. Oh, that was close. You could tell everybody's heart stopped for a moment while the official came in to kind of spot that one. But that is an unsuccessful fourth down.
This was the quietest place on the planet when they're waiting for the official to put his foot down.
That's a turnover on downs. Hochter only making it 6 of the required 7 yards for the first down. And Michigan Center takes over at their own 15-yard line.
Now Michigan Center dialing up a stop when they need it the most.
Inside 10 minutes to go in the ball game. We're tied at 14. But Michigan Center looking to take their first lead of the game in the Cascades Conference Championship. Hinkle in the gun, takes the snap, looking downfield, throws towards the near sideline, caught by Ford. Oh, and he lost it. Ball came loose after the catch. I think Michigan Center caught it. Oh, no. Hanover Horton, they're going to say it was incomplete. They did not rule it.
He never had he never had full on possession. He was bobbling that thing from the start. He was never able really to grab, to pull that one into his body. It was always just bobbling around. He was doing the 6-7. It was just bobbling around in his hands.
Yeah, Hanover Horton could not believe it once that official made that ruling because, he kind of bobbled it, then got hit. That's when the ball came loose. And then Hanover Horton able to pick it up after. But, that was ruled a dead ball from the moment it touched the turf. And it's 2nd and 10 from the 15. So just 13 to 25 passing for Hinkle following that incompletion. 2 back with Hinkle. Takes a snap, looking downfield, throws deep down the far sideline, and just out of the reach, an incomplete of Travis Collins. He had the dive to try to make that one, but that one was mere inches from his fingertips, and it's a long incompletion for third down.
And everybody, just how we were all silent waiting for the ref to put his foot down, everybody here was, as soon as that ball hit the turf. Everybody, both sides were, because that would have been a heck of a play.
And a big play here for Michigan Center. They're 0 of 4 this afternoon on third down. They've got a 3rd and 10 from their own 15-yard line, and they're in a spot where they're going to have to punt this away if they don't get it, unless it's maybe a 4th and 1. But even then, that's kind of gutsy in a game like this.
It is gutsy. Well, we've seen some guts earlier today.
Takes the snap, fake the pitch out to the near side, running. Little lob throw. That one's caught by Brown. A lot of room to run, but snagged down at around the 18-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 8.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough convert. I'm sure the thought is going through Troy Allen's head, knowing that they need to get some points here in the waning moments. It kind of feels like the last person with the ball is going to be the one that wins. The last team with the ball is going to be the one that wins today. But, yeah, he's lining up to punt.
Yeah,
That's real risky if you try to.
That's too risky. I mean, at least Hanover Horton, when they converted the fake punt earlier in the game, it was on a 4th and short, and they're just not in that spot here. Fielded at around the 50. Nadell, he's going to be snagged down at around the 48-yard line. Just really did not have a chance to make a deep return, but Hanover Horton getting it at the midfield, 8:51 left, and we've seen them really drain the clock.
Well, it was Salmon there who was able to wrap him up, but really just had him by the ankle. Just didn't let him go. Grabbed onto him like a vice grip and wouldn't let him go, so Nadell just couldn't go anywhere.
So 1st and 10 from the 48-yard line for Hanover Horton. 8:51 to go in this one. We're tied at 14 in the Cascades Conference Championship. Hanover Horton again losing last year to Leslie in this very game. They're trying to be the Cascades champions while Michigan Center looking to finish not only as the Cascades champions but finish undefeated in the regular season for the first time in 15 years. Quick handoff up the middle and snagged immediately. Ledger Inman on the carry, and he just had nowhere to go, stopped by Braylon Villarreal.
They have been just stuffing all the gaps, and there's been very little inside runs allowed on this Michigan Center squad. When they have allowed it, they've been some pretty successful plays for Hanover Horton, but they've been few and far between. For the most part, Michigan Center has been doing a really good job about shutting down the inside run today.
And Ledger Inman had a big first half. Hasn't really had much touches in the second half. He's got 69 yards on 10 carries. 2nd and 10 for Michigan Center's 48. Quick handoff towards the near side for Colin Griffiths. He's going to be chopped down at around the 45 for third down.
It was number 77 for this Michigan center squad, Landon Hurd, who was able to get a hand on him and just slowed him down enough for the rest of the flock to get there to shut that down.
Hanover Horton is 5 of 10 on third down, looking at a third and 6 from Michigan Center's 44, 7:33 and counting. In the fourth quarter, tied at 14, Michigan Center trying to execute like they did defensively on the last third down where they got a big stop for a loss of 3, trying to prevent the fourth and close. Or, of course, the first down. Bevere under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff left, goes to the right for Austin Hochter, trying to get the room on the edge, and he is going to be in for the first down and then some. 35-30, 25-20, dodges a tackle, dodges another tackle inside the goal line, and he is going to dive across for the touchdown.
Oh,
unbelievable play for Hochter, and Hanover Horton is back in front for the third time this afternoon.
Miles Stewart had him by the ankles by the 5, and it just drug him, willed his way into the end zone for the score.
And it seems like he's been really held in check. He had a 23-yard run earlier, 11-yard run, but otherwise a lot of just shorter carries for Austin Hochter. It seems like that one has been loading all game.
Well, on the last two plays that they've ran have been on the outside. They haven't had much luck this, that drive on the inside. So they've been bouncing him to the outside.
A 44-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for Austin Hochter. Now 96 yards on 10 carries with that touchdown. Hanover Horton leads 20-14, 7:02 to go in the fourth, and timeout has been called. We'll leave it right here, as today is your last chance to get entered into the K105.3 Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway. Tonight at midnight is your deadline. Go to K1053.com, click on the Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway, and it's easy. Just get entered in, and you'll have a chance to win. Just sign up, and you'll get a chance to win.
Do you think if I sign up as Hickory Dickory Dockery, if I'd be eligible?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if you happen to be the winner, I don't know if that's getting past Ashley Warden, but...
If it does, I'll split it with you.
Okay? I'll take it, so...
Well, maybe not a 50-50 split, but it'll be a split.
Maybe not. So we'll see. But again, get signed up, K1053.com. Click on the $1,053 giveaway and get signed up. You have until midnight to get entered in. The $1,053 giveaway brought to you by our presenting sponsor, AeroQuip Credit Union.
That's a long talk for a two-point conversion.
Yeah, timeout finally over. Hanover Horton going for 2. Takes the snap, handoff up the middle, Ledger Inman, and he's going to be pulled back and denied.
Wow.
Two-point attempt is unsuccessful, and it's just a 6-point lead for Hanover Horton, but the important matter is they do get the lead. We're going to step aside back in 30 seconds. 7:02 left, 20-14 lead for Hanover Horton. Back in 30 seconds on Kenwood 5.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
WKHM-FM. WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
This afternoon's coverage brought to you by The Neighbors, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, College and Career Access Center, and our presenting sponsor, AeroQuip Credit Union, here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. As Hanover Horton getting a big score, leading 20-14, inside 7 minutes left. And Michigan Center with Trey Collins able to return this one to around the 36-yard line to start their biggest drive of the season so far, as they try to at least tie inside 7 minutes left.
Yeah, that kick kind of didn't really ever have any air underneath. It just kind of skidded across the ground until it found its way to Collins. Decent return from where he picked it up. He picked it up right around the 15-20, somewhere in there.
Yeah. So they spotted at the 37, and Michigan Center, they've made some quick plays, big plays in this second half, scoring touchdowns on two of their three drives. They were held to a three and out last time. They got to try to at least get a first down here. Hand off to Davion King on the left side and stopped immediately, and that's why they haven't run very many carries in this one.
But you've got to keep them honest. You got to, you know, you got to keep those ground plays in there. Wow, it was on the ground when they've got a couple of their scores here today. So
yeah, but just those situational plays, but especially back, you know, way earlier in the drive, it just has not been working.
No. Hanover Horton's been really good about shutting that down and bringing pressure.
Yeah,
on their blitzes throughout the day.
Second and 10 for Michigan Center, their own 37-yard line. Second down, a throw attempt by Hayden Hinkle. Chased down out of the pocket, throw towards the near sideline. Batted away and incomplete by Colin Griffiths. Another chance to pick that one off. Couldn't make it happen.
And it looked like they were going to bring a blitz, but they dropped back into coverage on that time, and they rushed four, and just that four was able to be enough to disrupt what Michigan Center wanted to do on that play.
14 of 28 passing for Hayden Hinkle. Now third and 10 from the 37. 6:07 clock is stopped in the fourth quarter, trailing Hanover Horton 20-14. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle gets it, fakes the pitch out. Out of the pocket, throw up the middle, incomplete, intended for Trey Collins, hit as he was trying to go for it, lands incomplete, and it's fourth down. Michigan Center has to punt again.
That was a rocket right on a line to him, and just the hit that came in just as the ball was getting there disrupted it, and Michigan Center finding themselves in unfamiliar territory this season.
Absolutely, and this is, I mean, you would rather see a test like this in the regular season than in the playoffs next week.
Yeah.
As they just have not really been challenged that often. And Hanover Horton needing to get a stop here. Michigan Center going for it on fourth down.
Fourth and 10, wow.
Fourth and 10, 6 minutes left, especially with the way Hanover Horton able to milk the clock. Hinkle lining up for the pass. Deep down the near sideline. Intended for Brendan Ford. Out of the reach. It lands untouched. And Hanover Horton with a huge stop on fourth down.
And they're able to connect on that one. He did have separation. He did have separation on that one. And would have been a nice big chunk play for Michigan Center. But just off the mark again. And Hanover Horton, in Michigan Center territory, takes over on downs.
And again, they've been exclusively on the ground and making a lot of big plays. Here in the second half especially, they've been able to score on two of their four drives.
You don't even need to score here. You just need to take seconds off the clock.
First and 10 from Michigan Center's 37. 5:53 to go. Hanover Horton leading 20-14. Quick handoff towards the near sideline and brought down for maybe a yard there on the ground. But that clock is going. That was Colin Griffiths on the handoff.
Again, taking it to the outside. And less than a yard on that, really. But taking it to the outside. And, you know, watch. They're going to do this again. When they come up to snap the ball, they're just going to sit there and pause for a little bit. They're going to let those seconds tick off. They're not going to snap that right away. They're just going to sit there and pause.
They're going to use every second of the play clock here. And Michigan Center, they have to force a three and out right here. If there's any first down.
Well, arm's already up from the back judge. He's counting them off, and they haven't even gotten up to the line of scrimmage yet.
They got to hurry. Second and 9.
Delay again.
Oh, yep, they blew the whistle. I know that we said they got to take as many seconds off the play clock as possible, but they took a little bit too much time there.
You don't want to do that. That's not smart situational football. That puts you in a hole.
Yeah. Well, and as I mentioned, Michigan Center has to get the three and out right here, because if they don't, then, I mean, that's going to be a lot of clock that Hanover Horton has the potential to slip off here.
Right.
And in order to give yourself as much time as possible to try to at least tie this game, you need to get the three and out right here. 5:02 left. Clock is stopped prior to this penalty. But the officials are trying to wait and see, for whatever reason, how many yards it should be. The officials are meeting here. They're waiting to walk it off. Not sure what we're waiting for. And Hanover Horton breaking from their huddle, but it's like, we're not even ready yet.
Now they show a little giddy up.
Yeah, when it's a penalty situation and we haven't even walked this down yet.
Yeah, Messer,
I don't know what we're doing.
Messer should have thrown out a timeout.
Yeah.
He saw that was getting down to it.
So that'll bring it back to the 41-yard line, just a 5-yard penalty. Four penalties for Hanover Horton, two for Michigan Center, but really haven't been. I think that's the first penalty of the second half.
Oh, and Hanover Horton isn't a team that's designed. You know, the way their offense is, it's not built to work from behind the sticks.
Yeah, but we'll see if they can get a chunk here.
And it stops the clock. I mean, that penalty, that was the biggest thing from that penalty. It stops the clock.
Which helps Michigan Center. Second and 15 for Hanover Horton. Trying to at least get a chunk play here. Quick handoff up the middle, and that's not the way you're going to get a chunk play. Just stopped immediately behind the sticks for Ledger Inman, and it's third down and long.
Not much has been happening up the gut for Hanover Horton today.
I don't know, honestly, I don't know why you do that from a play calling perspective. I mean, even from the get-go, you should be trying to get these first downs so you can keep the clock moving instead of just the sake of running the clock. At this point, you're in a non-competitive spot on this third down to try to put the pressure on Michigan Center. Of course, you're in two-down territory here, but still, I mean, you're not putting yourself in a chance to continue to move the sticks and try to run this clock.
You need more than half of what you need right now in two-down territory.
Third down, fake the handoff left, goes to the right. Bevere, he's going to be sacked for a huge loss at the midfield. And Hanover Horton, they might have to punt this one away right here.
They didn't have any receivers downfield. He wasn't looking to pass that. He had tucked it, was ready to run it. And he had a bunch of blockers over on that far side for him. But the offensive line just let the D-line right on through. And they swallowed him up. Right as he tucked the ball to try to take off and follow his blockers, he got swallowed up by the Cardinal defense.
And that's a loss of 5 yards. It's a 4th and 21, which I think qualifies for 4th and forever, by the way.
So that is a 4th and forever.
And Michigan Center will take the timeout to stop the clock at 4:07.
Yeah.
So
you got a punt here.
Yeah, and this is going to get, I mean, we'll see what happens, but, I mean, yeah, that's going to be a long chance to try to get this fourth down. Just not going to be wise. So 20-14, Michigan Center trailing to Hanover Horton here in the Cascades Conference Championship. And Hanover Horton, I don't know why they executed like that. I know you're trying to kill the clock, but you have to be in a situation to where you can try to move the sticks and keep extending. Yeah. They needed at least one or two first downs.
That penalty killed them.
Yeah.
That penalty killed them. That penalty killed the drive. At very least, when you got to call a timeout there.
Yeah, but even so, like, just the plays that they're running at that time, just it's a non-competitive way to try to keep the clock running, which is what they need. And you mentioned the team that has the ball last in this game, you know, is probably going to win this game. And, you know, you can't give Michigan Center, a team that can move the ball up the field, you can't give them this much time, 4 minutes left, to try to score. I don't know. We'll see.
This Hanover Horton squad has shown that they're able to shut the Cardinals down. So, we're going to see what happens here. We got ourselves... We're setting the table for a thrilling finish out here on Harshbarger Road.
in Michigan Center, of course, after the punt, will get the ball from their own 10-yard line. They got to go 90 yards in 4 minutes if they want to at least tie this game, trailing 20-14. Hinkle gets the snap out of the pocket, peels towards the near side, looking downfield, stops, throws. That one's caught by Travis Collins, just shy of the 30 for a first down.
Enough to move the sticks. Caught it as he was sliding down to the ground right on the they must use some fine paint for the turf here, because that did not come up on his white pants at all.
Yeah, not at all. That's a good gain of 19 yards. 228 yards on 15 of 31 passing. First and 10 for Michigan Center from their own 29-yard line, trailing by six. Throwing deep downfield, and it's going to be caught at the 31 by Travis Collins. And downed immediately, back-to-back strikes. But they... Oh, it's incomplete. I beg your pardon. No, not complete. He must have come down on the turf with it. Travis Kelce style, but of course if it's Travis Kelce, they'll give it to him.
That would have been a completion and a penalty and another 10 yards.
So I beg your pardon. That was an incomplete pass.
It looked like he came down with it, but that's on the far side. We've got a lot of contrast on the field right now too. So that's, I mean, we've got sunny spots, shady spots.
So there you go. Second and 10 for Michigan Center's own 29. Clock stopped at 3:19. Hinkle now out of the pocket. He's going to take it on the ground himself, and he is going to be brought down to around the original line of scrimmage. Had to scramble out of that one, but it's going to be third down.
Yeah, it was number six who kind of came in as he was starting to scramble. And that was Devin Bevier?
Bevier.
Canada just came in and laid that lick on him and allowed the rest of the white jerseys to come in and shut him down as he was starting to scramble.
No timeout taken as well. 2:44 and counting in this one. Michigan Center trailing by six. Third and 10 from their own 29. Have not converted a third down today. They're 0 of 6. Takes the snap. Hanover Horton looked like they went a little bit soon. Out of the pocket. Hinkle throwing deep towards the near sideline and tipped away and incomplete. Deflected by J.J. Russ. And it's fourth down.
They brought a blitz. They brought a blitz on that one, and it was hard for that offensive line to contain everybody. And Hinkle throws that one as he has a defender right in his face.
I don't know. Again, I feel like Hanover Horton went a little bit too just before the snap. But a loss. It's fourth down.
Oh, yeah, they fourth are loud
and 10
on that far side.
Yeah.
It's quiet. You can hear a pin drop over here. It is loud over on the far side.
Yeah, Hanover Horton supporters definitely bringing the noise, bringing the support in a big way today. Fourth and 10 for Michigan Center's own 29-yard line, and we will get a timeout from Michigan Center. They got 2:25 to go.
Lined up, didn't quite like what he saw, and is going to bring his squad over to talk about it.
We're going to leave it right here based on the situation. And, wow, this is a big fourth down right here. Just 2 of 3 on – make it 2 of 4 on fourth down in this one for Michigan Center. And then 0 of 7 now on third down.
Wow. Well, I mean, you've got no choice. You've got no choice. You're not going to put it away and hope to get the ball back.
Not against
this
team.
You've got to make it happen. You've got to make it happen right here.
This is it. So Michigan Center – with 2:25 left, fourth and 10 from their own 29. Trying to at least move the sticks, but.
Yeah. You know, if you're Michigan Center, you're probably feeling a little shock and awe right now. And if you're Hanover Horton, you have just a truckload of confidence right now based on how this
game
is. I mean, this is basically David against Goliath.
At least in the Cascade sense, especially. So here we go. Fourth and 10, timeout is over. Hinkle takes the snap. Throw deep down the middle. Intercepted! Down at the 44. And that will effectively really put a damper in Michigan Center's chances in this one. J.J. Russ.
So, again, Hanover Wharton, they've got their four linemen. They brought two linebackers on a blitz. So they lose a little bit in coverage back here, but they get in Hinkle's face. They get him off of his spot, and they have him throw in a way that makes him uncomfortable to throw once again, forcing the turnover off of the blitz. Hanover Horton's been blitzing almost every down tonight, this afternoon, whenever the heck it is.
And that was the defensive play of the game for Hanover Horton that they take over at Michigan Center's 44, 2:18 left, leading by six. They're in a good spot here. Hand off to Austin Hochtern. He's in for the first down and then some. Dodges a tackle but brought down at around the 30. And man, oh man, that's a gut punch right after that turnover.
You just ran right through the defense on that one and able to move the sticks, get the first down, flexes as he comes up off the ground. And you got to be careful. Got to be careful. He did. He was facing the Hanover Horton sideline when he did that. If he faces this way, the flags come out. But he flexes when he gets up off the ground. And Hanover Horton moves the sticks and move. They're clicking the seconds off the clock, too.
Taking as much time as possible. 1:42 and counting in this one. And 20-14. Quick handoff. Ledger Inman in for another big gain down to around the 21.
Oh, Hanover Horton. They are just, they have the swagger. They have the momentum. They are just imposing their will right now. And Troy Allen, this is a two-full timeout that he just called. He's got to get the confidence back in his kids. He's stopping the clock, but he's got to get those kids to, he's got to get motivation there somehow.
Yeah, and this Hanover Horton team, as you mentioned, that interception and those back-to-back big gains, I mean, that is a confidence killer
for
Michigan Center. And you could tell, I mean, wow, just a – they needed the biggest defensive stop of their season. They got it, and now they have a chance to try to slip the clock away. And, I mean, obviously still not over. If Michigan Center is able to get a stop right here, maybe there might be a little bit of time left on the clock. Well, I think they only have one timeout after this.
If you don't go backwards, you've got three downs to get 2 yards.
Against the team been running the ball well.
So you get this first down here, game's over. Game's over.
Second and two, handoff Austin Hochter. A lot of room to run on the edge. Gets the first down. And
flag
is down, forced near out of bounds at around the 12-yard line. We'll see what the penalty is.
I don't know if that was a low block or a hold, but, I mean,
holding.
Yep. I mean, that's – you. Yeah. Like I said, you don't – you can't go backwards here. You can't go backwards here, and now they're going to be going back 10.
And now that's going to give a little bit of a boost to Michigan Center's confidence. Clock stopped at 1:23 now.
Waiting
this one's
going to
be walked
off.
Yeah. So they'll spot this at the 31. Five penalties against the Comets, two against the Cardinals.
He just went 9 yards.
Yeah.
He missed a yard.
Well, it depends on where the penalty happened. So second and 11 from the 31, 1:23 to go. Hanover Horton leading by six. They're just going to do the victory formation right here. Yeah, I don't think there's any more timeouts left. So, yeah, that's it. Third down. And they'll kneel it one more time. So Michigan Center, wow.
Wow.
The two, I mean, of course, we'll talk about this one. The game is over. But the two biggest things to me, 0 of 7 on third down and four turnovers.
Yeah. And it was that blitz, the blitzing defense that Hanover Horton brought pretty much all day long, causing a lot of that.
Another kneel down coming up right here for Hanover Horton. And that's inside of 40 seconds, and there's the celebration from the Comets on the far sideline. There's the Kool-Aid dump onto David Messer, and that is it. After falling to Leslie in the Cascades Conference Championship last season, Hanover Horton bounces back and takes down a tough, tough Michigan Center team, 20-14, and is your 2025 Cascades Conference champions.
Well, like we said, I think we said in our first segment, experience matters. It felt like Michigan Center had a little bit more talent, had a little bit more speed based on what we saw all season long. But Hanover Horton, they've been in this game before. They came out on the short end of it. Talent is important. Experience matters. And that played into Hanover Horton's hand tonight.
And an unbelievable performance was required to try to take down this tough, tough Michigan Center team, especially trying to slow them down on offense. And Hanover Horton, they came in and they played an A+, especially on the defensive side of the ball in this one. We're going to step aside, and in 60 seconds, we're going to break down this Cascades Conference Championship here on K105.3.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
We have a new Cascades Conference champion for 2025, and it's the Hanover Horton Comets, 20-14, taking down the Michigan Center Cardinals. And right from the get-go, Hanover Horton making some big plays. They force a three and out from Michigan Center. Of course, they have to punt on their first drive. And then Michigan Center, their second drive, they start in Hanover Horton territory. Big play, get down to the 10-yard line, lost a fumble. Hanover Horton takes over. Looks like they were on their way to a three and out. They fake the punt on fourth down and deep in their own territory, too. Gutsy, gutsy play call by head coach David Messer. Gets the first down, continues the drive, gets on the board. They get the touchdown and the two-point conversion. End the first half with an 8-0 lead. Michigan Center comes out with a little bit of a rush offensively coming out of halftime, and then Hanover Horton able to match that with a lot of just bruising drives and runs, and eventually able to get a big touchdown, 44 yards from the sophomore Austin Hochter, and getting the defensive stops when they need them and coming away as Cascades champions.
Yeah, well, there you said, as Cascades champions, because they
– yeah.
They took a lot of people by surprise last year.
Yeah.
With the type of season they had. And then to finish this season, they weren't surprising anybody this year, and to finish it off the way that they did by a team. And I think it's fair to say nobody, I mean, except for Hanover Horton, thought that they were going to win here today. You know, but they came out, they did everything they needed to do. They had a good offense, good defense, good special teams. Did everything they needed to do to pull out that win here today. This is the best we've seen them. And we've seen them a couple times this year. This is the best we've seen them. And what they've showed here today is you don't need to have the offense where you have big, huge, explosive plays all over the field. You just need to have an offense that gets you 3 yards here, gets you 4 yards here, and you're just able. They did have those big plays today. They had a few of them. Not as many as Michigan Center, but they had a few of those big plays, the ones that just broke out. But their bread and butter today, 3 yards here, 4 yards here, 3 yards here, 4 yards, just enough to keep moving the sticks and to keep ticking time off that clock.
And it all starts for me Obviously, they were able to get those plays when they needed to offensively, but defense. Hanover Horton, A++, perfect, as close to a perfect game as you could have asked for defensively against this Michigan Center team that's been lighting up the scoreboard all season long.
We haven't called a game yet this year where there was that much blitzing. There was a lot. Those linebackers were coming in almost every play, right side, left side, sometime two at a time. They were just making Henkel's life miserable as quarterback tonight.
Yeah, and that's a pretty gutsy proposition with the amount of plays he's able to make. Even if you decide to blitz, he's able to scramble. But just the way they're, you know, able to really pressure him and making decisions faster than he's used to. And it really kept him off balance. And, I mean, the two biggest stats we talked about before the break, 0 of 7 on third down for Michigan Center and 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, and then the lost fumble there in the first quarter. So, at
and
the end
stat
of the,
we don't have, how many near misses were there?
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of almost interceptions.
There was at least 4 or 5 that I can recall that could have easily been an interception as well. So, I mean, Hanover Horton, and then not only, again, on the front 7, pressuring Hinkle in the pocket, able to get to him for a sack as well, but I mean, on top of that, just the coverage on those receivers in order to make those tough plays to make as the receiver.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I want to flip it back over to the Hanover Horton offense because we're talking about that defensive play and the blitzing. That defensive line did a heck of a job tonight. That offensive line for Hanover Horton did a heck of a job tonight. Maybe not so much in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. You see they're getting more and more of a push as the game went on. Your coaching line for Hanover Horton, yeah, I mean, you're throwing a party for these kids tonight because they did a heck of a job.
And, again, the last time these two teams met, of course, looked really lopsided on the scoreboard. It was a lot closer than it was just because of the injury suffered by Hanover Horton in that game, forcing them to kind of change, especially their quarterback, Devin Bevere, went down in the second quarter in that one when they were trying to come back down a couple scores early. And it kind of just really derailed their game plan from that point on. But in that game, Michigan Center's line was winning the battle. Hanover Horton, again, they get things going really on. This is a running team. And they couldn't get things going on the ground in that one. Michigan Center was really controlling the line in that one. That flipped in this one. Hanover Horton was the one. Mm-hmm. They were controlling the line on both sides of the ball, and that made all the difference. Hanover Horton had a lot more room to make their runs, get those little pockets. And defensively, Michigan Center had no running game at all outside of the red zone. And that made a big difference, forcing them to go exclusively in the air. And Hanover Horton able to pressure the hell out of Hayden Hinkle and keep him off balance. I mean, just these numbers in general, 15 of 34 passing, just in itself. I mean, to hold him to that low of a completion percentage is impressive, but to get 3 interceptions from that as well, what a huge performance by this Hanover Horton team. Again, defensively specifically, but able to get just enough of those plays when they needed them,
right?
On offense, I mean, Hanover Horton. This is a signature win of all signature wins. Able to avenge that loss from earlier in the season, and able to avenge the loss from last year in the Cascades Conference Championship to end as the conference champions this year. And as you mentioned, nobody outside of that locker room could have seen this coming.
Nope. They knew it. They knew it from the start.
Yeah.
You could tell they had the confidence from the start of the game. And the turning point in this game was early when they were punting on fourth down deep in their own territory, faked it, able to move the sticks on that, and it was just a totally different game from that point on.
Absolutely. Just an impressive performance by Hanover Horton, and they'll be going into the postseason with a lot of confidence. And keep in mind, 2 losses this regular season, one of them by this Michigan Center team, the other one a tough, tough Monroe-Jefferson team, who is another high-ranked Division V team. So you can tell this Hanover Horton team is going into the playoffs. I mean, they're going to go in with the attitude, there's no one in Division VII that can touch this team. Obviously, there's a lot of good teams there in Division VII, but, I mean, they're going to be coming out with a lot of fire, I think, next week.
Well, Can't wait for selection show through the MHSAA on Sunday. Yes. I'll be talking about it on AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We'll be talking about the matchups there. And the beauty of the docket, on the docket, on Fox Sports 101.9
yes,
FM,
sir.
Is you'll be able to have a little more time to digest those matchups
Absolutely.
Later on Monday morning.
And not only those matchups, but we're going to do the full highlights of this one, of course, with Lumen's win earlier today. It's going to be a fun edition of On the Docket coming up on Monday. And, of course, AM Jackson, rise and shine early in the morning there on WKHM Jackson News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM with the Mark W. Daly. But, man, what a game. Just a feel-good moment for Hanover Horton, 20-14 win over Michigan Center, Cascades Conference champions. Man, that
was a good. You know what?
Yeah,
we deserved that. We sat through a lot of bad games this year. You know.
Yeah, it's been a lot of blowouts on K105.3 Football Frenzy, but ending the regular season with as good of a game as you could have asked from these two teams. So, well. Any final thoughts, Mark W. Daly?
I'm turning to the postseason. Like I mentioned earlier, looking forward to the selection show through the MHSAA Sunday, 5 o'clock. And then just the conversations that are going to happen in the Vermeulen's green room on Monday when Steve comes in, you're in, I'm in, just kind of figure out where we're going to go, what games we're going to cover, how we feel like things are going to pan out. We go through these 8 weeks for this time right here, right now, the one-and-done type of games, you know, you win or go home situation with high school football. Just can't wait to see where these teams land, what the matchups are going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun come Monday to talk about it.
Absolutely, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, selection show tomorrow with the MHSA, and then tune into AM Jackson early on Monday morning, and then, of course, on the docket as well there at noon, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we're going to break this stuff down. But one more time, final score, Hanover Horton 20, Michigan Center 14. Hanover Horton is the Cascades champions, finishing the regular season 7-2. Michigan Center drops their first game of the season 8-1. But both these teams will be in the postseason. Where they land, where they'll be seated, where they have to go, or if they play at home, whatever, we will find out. But for the Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiki holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
Go Blue.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just
just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.